good for her. Absolutely fascinating. I really enjoyed talking to her. But again, isn't it interesting how many people do find things that they think things are offensive when no offence has actually been intended? Talking of causing offence, mm-hmm. I'm now joined in the studio by John Holmes, who's coming up. And he's going to hopefully cause lots of offence this afternoon.
Ginger's a stupid colour for a parrot, isn't it? I mean, you know.
I've never seen a ginger parrot.
Well, that's exactly, you know. It's just offensive.
You didn't grow up ginger, did you?
I won't touch those people.
You see, this is terrible. You're part of the problem.
I am, yeah.
I genuinely...
My producer, Ginger Dave, look.
You do. I'm not gingerist because
some of my best friends are ugly.
I'd like to point out that this is not actually a ginger thing, but you no offence, ever so slightly half orangutan. No offence intended, or I hope taken.
It is, isn't it? Yeah.
And what I love is that when I said that, he put his hands up.
Like an orangutan. Yeah.
Have we got his tyre?
He looks like...
No, but not because he's gingerhead. I say I'm married to a ginger. Not because he's gingerhead, but just your demeanour, the haircut, the styling that you're going for.
He's like the offspring of if Fozzie Bear had mated with an orangutan.
That
ginger producer Dave is what would come out.
Can we take a photo of him and tweet this out? So, because we're going to get a lot of complaints, probably including from Emma Kelly, who's founder of Ginger Parrot.
Yeah.
However, I think our description is quite fair.
I think you're right about people just taking offence where there isn't any. That's just it's offensive. It's all offensive, isn't it? I'm so offended. Shut up.
I'm not a big fan. I've tried to explain.
It's just the culture we live in now.
Yes, so just because you take offence doesn't mean offence was caused. But it is very strange, isn't it? This idea about people having imperfections because they just look like themselves.
Yes, well yes, exactly. I mean, you know, but as you're looking out, Ginger Producer Dave, that is a walking imperfection right there.
He's looking so unhappy right now. I'd like to point out he's quite a lot bigger than you. You might want to stay in the studio and lock the door after I've gone. I'm not going to be here to protect you all afternoon. I hesitate to ask this question. What's coming up on your show this afternoon?
Well, I'm glad you asked me that, Julia Hartley Brewer, because today there'll be a game of Dead or Alive. That's going to be happening.
You're the only one who's dead at this rate.
Possibly. There's a review of hipster nonsense today. That's work experience punditry. We're training the next generation of pundits. They're all work experience, giving it their first go. We don't have to pay them. That's why we do it.
I thought Nick Clegg tried to put a stop to that.
Well, he's failed. I wasn't listening for that legislation. Bono's an idiot, so we'll be talking about that.
Oh, tell us more. I'm
Bono, no,
usually in agreement.
Bono saved the world again. Have you not heard this? So obviously he's ended poverty. We know that.
No, sorted.
And starvation and all those things. Now he's moved on to solving terrorism.
Oh, excellent.
And he says you have to do it with comedy.
Well, no, I'm quite a big fan of laughing at extremes.
Well, that's what we're going to be doing this afternoon.
Excellent.
So if you've got, you know, jokes about terror, that's what we're going to do. You know, why did the terrorist cross the road?
Why?
To
blow people up.
No.
It's not that funny, is it?
No, to be annoyed at the West on the other side, obviously. I think Bono's onto something. I mean, and if that's not stopped terror, I don't know what has.
Do you know what I think is really sad? If you haven't got your lonely lunchtime thing, because obviously I think your producer could probably be there because he's not going to have any mates after this.
Lonely lunch will be happening. Yesterday we spoke to Dickie, who was a plumber, who was plumbing alone. You know,
is that a euphemism? Or
well,
he was working alone?
I didn't like to go there. Interesting that you chose to. So that'll be happening. Headline hijack, of course. We've put a made-up news story in the news at 2 o'clock, as supplied by you. The lines are already open for that, 8722.
Wonderful. The time is 12:58. John Holmes will be back with you in a few minutes' time with the headlines as well, and hopefully make it out alive in the studio. I've got to walk past your producer now. I'm going to get my tin hat. I'm Julia Hartley Brewer. I'm done for another day. This is Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. Talk and entertainment across the nation.
Talk Radio.
Give it some lip.
Rivalries, rebellions, and battles. War has been waged for the Iron Throne, which you can get with the new season of Game of Thrones from just £20 a month when you join Sky TV with the original bundle. And get a free 32-inch LG TV so you can see every battle and every betrayal. Seize your chance by April 21st. Search Sky Bundles. Sky. Believe in better.
Direct debit subject to status. Upfront £10 standard setup. Minimum contract and further terms apply.
Harry, Barry and Gary are the hottest app development team in town. They don't have an office, but they do have eReceptionist. With eReceptionist, they have a London 0207 number, which answers and redirects their calls to their mobiles. And because eReceptionist works to their schedule, if Harry's on a date with Carrie, his calls go straight through to Gary and Barry. Supercharge your image and connect your business from just 30p per day. Try for free at ereceptionist.co.uk. Free trial must be cancelled to avoid charges based on a year's subscription.
Over the last 4 years, I've learned that I'm not a total idiot.
I've learned that my friends can be surprisingly supportive. I've learned that I can be pretty single-minded. And I've learned that if you want to, you can totally take control of your future.
The most important thing you'll learn at the Open University is what you're capable of. To find out more, search for OU Life Changing Learning.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Access all radios.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip. Talk Radio.
Yeah, good afternoon then. Hello, I am John Holmes. It is 1 o'clock. It is Talk Radio. Look, here's Victoria. She's got news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, calls for a minister to quit media supervision after sex worker relationship revelations. A council defends charging runners to use a park. And Bono suggested a way to tackle extremism.
Talk Radio.
Labour's calling for the Culture Secretary to be stripped of his role in press regulation after four newspapers declined to publish a story about his relationship with a sex worker. John Whittingdale says he didn't know about her background while they were dating. He faced reporters' questions as he left for work as normal this morning.
Can you really successfully regulate the press after last night's revelations?
I've made a statement. I've nothing further to add.
Conservative MP and Defence Minister Liam Fox has told Talk Radio he's done nothing wrong.
The John Whittingdale, who is a very good friend of mine and has acted with complete propriety throughout, I think it's rather disgusting that he's been dragged through the muck in this way, and I think those who do it represent the very worst of our politics and media.
A court's been told a police officer was strangled after meeting his alleged killer through the gay dating app Grindr. PC Gordon Semple's remains were found at a flat in South London last week, 6 days after he went missing on duty. Italian social worker Stefano Brizzi has been remanded into custody after an appearance at the Old Bailey. A provisional trial date's been set for October. A 12-year-old girl is among three people who are in a life-threatening condition after a crash outside a school in Dorset. It happened at Port Regis School in Mockham near Shaftesbury this morning. Two British Olympians have condemned a council which wants to charge a running group for using a park. Stoke Gifford Parish Council in Bristol's voted in favour of asking the park run group to pay a small amount towards upkeep. Councillor Ernie Brown has defended the decision.
We've been hosting this run for 3.5 years. We start between 50 and 60 runners. We're now getting over 300 feet pounding the path. They monopolise that path for an hour each Saturday morning. Okay? Now, only 25% maximum come from this parish.
Tesco's share price has fallen despite the supermarket revealing it's back in profit just a year after recording one of the biggest losses in UK corporate history. It's warning it's going to have to continue to cut prices to be successful. Junior doctors are waiting outside the Department of Health to see if Jeremy Hunt was telling the truth when he said his door is always open to them. They want to restart talks with the government before 2 days of all-out strikes later this month. The Health Secretary says he'll impose new contracts on them in the summer. And Bono is suggesting that comedy is used to fight extremist groups. Speaking to a Senate subcommittee in Washington, the U2 frontman said Amy Schumer, Chris Rock and Sacha Baron Cohen should be sent in to deal with terrorism and the refugee crisis. He says to use violence is speaking the extremist language, but laughter takes away their power.
I'd send Keith Lemon in. Not because he's funny. I'd just send him in.
That's not very nice, John.
Harsh but fair. Hi, Victoria.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Okay, fine, thanks, yeah. Good. You got weather and stuff?
Yeah, let's...
Shall we?
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's do it.
Talk Radio, national weather.
Largely cloudy and cool with outbreaks of rain in the north. Showery rain with a risk of thunder for parts of Wales and the southwest.
Really
elsewhere, warm and sunny spells and scattered showers. Highs of 17 degrees.
Thanks very much, Victoria. It's great. What?
Shouting out the highs.
What are you doing? This is not what you do.
I'm hype manning your highs of 17 degrees.
Yeah.
I'm going to do that from now on.
I've got more disruption to contend with. Is that what you're trying to...
Pretty much. It's like a test.
You should join in, Cornelius.
Nah, I find the weather boring.
It's Talk Radio. It's 1:03. Speaking of boring, here's the sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. The last ever FA Cup tie at Upton Park takes place tonight, with West Ham and Manchester United meeting in their quarter-final replay. They're playing for the right to meet Everton in a Wembley semi-final. Rio Ferdinand is a legend at both clubs.
Semi.
Man United are in a position where they need it more for someone like Louis van Gaal for the club.
The way it is at the moment, it's not a good. It doesn't seem it's in a great place at the moment. So I think they need it more.
Everton look to lift some of the pressure on under fire manager Roberto Martinez tonight. They go to Crystal Palace in the Barclays Premier League.
Great.
Some away fans held a banner at Watford up at the weekend, calling for him to be sacked.
Amazing.
The Champions League semi-final lineup will be complete tonight. Barcelona take a 2-1 lead to Atletico Madrid live on TalkSport 2. Bayern Munich in the other game are 1-0 up ahead of their match at Portuguese side Benfica.
All right.
Finally, onto tennis, and British number 2 Aliash Badene is on court against the so-called king of clay, Rafa Nadal, at the Monte Carlo Masters. Not going so well for the Brit. Nadal won the first set by 6-3.
Clay.
The whole match is live on our sister station, TalkSport 2. That's your very latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
Thank you. That was absolutely fantastic.
Talk Radio.
B&Q have reduced prices right across their bathroom range. And with over 200 lower priced products, you'll be spoilt for choice. So, whether you're replacing your basin or your entire suite, you'll find inspiration by the bathful. Create your own oasis for an even better price. B&Q. Let's create.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
You have to press the button to put the previously thing on, Chloe.
Previously on the John Holmes Show.
I'm John Holmes, spooning a homeless man. Hashtag orcs.
Keep it light.
We don't want to see little Simon.
Take it back to Curry's.
Why the hot tap? I mean, we're not the Samaritans.
12-year-old girl.
Sounds like Simon Danzig's night out.
In a Wetherspoons in Watford.
Then none. Hugged the Domino's pizza delivery guy. I know it's confusing. Flange.
Good morning. Morning.
And imagine now if the elephant one had bathed in blood. It's nearly all over. Simply all parted out. Setting light to your weekend.
Absolute tune.
She's only 17. She's probably not ready. Morning, Simon, if you're listening. Gaviscon Harris. Gosh, year's going quickly, isn't it?
And you open the door and you step inside. We're inside our hearts.
This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this.
John Holmes.
The radio is one of the outstanding developments of the 20th century. Radio.
This isn't a seminar. This isn't a weekend retreat. Nothing is static. Everything is a ball.
Who are you?
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
With no power comes no responsibility.
There.
Talk Radio.
When I am about to get on a journey that will twist the very fabric of nature.
So good afternoon and welcome once again to what we will, with all good intentions, loosely term a programme. I am John Holmes. This is your afternoon talk radio thing, the UK's flagship load of balls. If you're new to it, think of it as a sort of broadcasting equivalent of Culture Secretary John Whittingdale and his relationship with a sex worker, in that it's embarrassing, it's awkward, potentially messy, but overall, there's no real harm done. I mean, you could also, if you like, consider it akin to the reunion of All Saints, in that it wasn't much good in the first place. Couple of notable highlights, but ultimately, here it is, whether you want it or not. It'd be a much better story, by the way, wouldn't it, if the Culture Secretary John Whittingdale had been in a relationship with All Saints, or currently was in a relationship with All Saints. The Culture Secretary John Whittingdale resigning his position and then joining the All Saints reunion as one of All Saints. Could please welcome to the stage now Melanie, Natalie, Nicole, Shaznay and the former Culture Secretary John Whittingdale. It is All Saints! And the crowd, mainly made up of sex workers, goes wild. I have no idea what I am talking about. But if you've just joined us, breaking news on Talk Radio this afternoon, the Culture Secretary John Whittingdale has resigned to spend more time with All Saints. Hello then, I am John Holmes, yes, and I expect you're largely ambivalent about whatever the hell's coming up on today's thing. Well, Lonely Lunch Club shortly, as we play the role of your virtual friend or colleague for chitting and chatting. If you happen to be lunching alone, then get in touch to idly pass the time, chit about this or chat about that, whatever you like. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or you can use @talkradio on Twitter.
Start your message anywhere you like.
Or you can find Facebook probably at
facebook.com.
Headline hijack at 2 as well. Make up a news story like a tabloid journalist. Completely make it up and pass it off as the truth. Work experience punditry today is a review of hipster nonsense. That's with Ellie. I'm not looking forward to that. A homosexual pensioner will join us on the programme to blow a tune from his lips If you can identify, congratulations. That is the old gay whistle test. There's the diversity paper review. Who's in today? Any idea?
No.
Fine, but something will happen. Well done. Brand new musical feature as well, which we are calling the Talk Radio Afternoon Eargasm. Or at least we are, till someone tells us that we can't call it that. Your reactions as well. What you think about ladders and clowns. Plus, we've a guest. No, we haven't. He died yesterday. The big debate at 3 o'clock. There is a game of dead or alive. And if that wasn't enough... Oh, it turns out it is. Ginger Dave is producing.
Ahoy, hoy.
Asprod Cass isn't...
Where is she?
I don't know where she's not in there. I don't know where she is. She's not there, though. She's somewhere. Chloe's on buttons. Hello, Chloe.
Hi.
Hi there. Victoria is engorged with news.
So engorged.
Okay. Paid intern Cornelius is twerking...
What?
...while singing Never Ever by All Saints. While twerking.
I've got the words here, but I don't know the tune.
No, just give me the words.
You don't know the tune?
How's it go?
Yeah. Twerking. You got to twerk.
A few questions that I need to know. Stop it.
Dave's actually filming this.
So.
You've got to bend over a bit more.
Yeah.
Channel your inner Cyrus.
I need to know
more,
what I've
bit
been
bit more
doing
ass
wrong.
Movement.
Was it I never paid enough attention? I really hate. It's the worst one. Not only will
this was Cassie's idea, and she's not even here.
Not only will your answers keep me sane, but I'll know never to make the same mistake again.
A little more ass.
You can tell me your, my face even on the phone. God, this is so demeaning. Did I ever treat you right? Did I always start the fight? Either way, I'm not going out of my mind.
Absolutely fine, thanks very much. That was Cornelius twerking while singing Never Ever by All Saints. I am John Holmes, this is your Wednesday afternoon talk radio thing from Talk Radio. I mentioned that we might have a guest today, didn't I?
Yes. Just
And we almost did, actually.
Right, yeah, I think we've got a guest, haven't we, today?
Yeah, I think we have, because we were offered...
Mark Watson's coming in.
The comedian Mark Watson's coming in on Wednesday. That was the deal. That was the thing, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Do you want Mark Watson on Wednesday? He said the Mark Watson's PR. And yeah. I said, yeah, absolutely. I like Mark. I've interviewed him many times. I know Mark. Let's get him in.
Very funny man.
And then I came in today and said, what time's Mark Watson in? And what happened then?
Couldn't be arranged today.
Why not?
No, what happened is Cornelius said...
Why couldn't it be arranged, Cornelius?
The stars just didn't align.
And the real reason?
I forgot to reply to the email yesterday morning.
There it is.
He will be in, though, in the future.
Oh, great.
Different date, hopefully.
When he comes in, you have to twerk all the way through the interview in front of him.
Well, that will be a very awkward interview.
Yeah. Anyway, it's 12 minutes past one. Let's start with some music. It's 14 minutes past 1 o'clock, and that is Cortina's Are You In Love? Ask me why I'm playing that. Cortinas. Ask me why I'm playing Cortinas.
Yeah, John.
Yes,
John.
Producer Dave.
Why are you playing the Cortinas?
I'm playing the Cortinas because of the big story that everyone is talking about. All the big right. story of the day is the escape of Inky the Octopus, who has fled its enclosure from an aquarium. It's escaped from an aquarium. Inky the Octopus.
What?
So I'm playing the Cortinas.
Hang on. Nope. Still not got it.
It's called Are You in Love?
With a yeah.
With a notion.
Yep. Where do octopi live?
The ocean.
Correct. Are you in love with an ocean?
God, that's bad.
Are you in love with a notion?
It's a notion.
Yeah, a notion. Are you in love with an ocean? Inky the Octopus is in love with an ocean, for he has made a break for it. Listen to this breaking big news.
Okay.
An octopus has made an escape from an aquarium by breaking out of its tank, slithering, their word not mine, down a 50-metre drain pipe and disappearing into the sea. Inky the Octopus has escaped. That is the breaking news. I mean, it's not the first time this has happened. Of course, we're all familiar with the other time. I mean, you remember? Now, when was this? This was in that. God, where is? I'm sure it was the '80s. But you remember when those three octopi escaped from that aquarium by digging those three tunnels? Remember?
Yeah.
Tom, Dick, and Inky.
Yeah.
Mm. And no one even noticed after for a while. They were hiding the earth from the bottom of their tank in their legs.
Yeah.
In their what?
Tentacles.
That's what I thought you said. And then obviously they were shaking out the earth and the water, weren't they? Like in the Great Escape.
In the notion.
Yeah. And no one noticed for ages that they dug these tunnels.
Yeah.
And they hid them under some seahorses, didn't they?
Best place for it, really.
And they hid the tunnels and then made their escape in there. Anyway, it's a big story. Hi, Cass. Hi there. Hi, Cass.
Oh, she's here now.
Cass is there.
Hello.
Hi, Cass. It's time to get a guest.
An octopi guest?
Yes.
An octopus. Just an octopus, please.
Yes, an octopus.
Can you get Paul the Octopus from the World Cup?
He's dead.
So?
Can you dig up Paul the Octopus?
I can try.
Even by our standards, talking on the phone to a corpse of a dead octopus is fairly low, even by our...
Well, I mean, it only sounds the same as Paul Ross's programme.
I could maybe get Stephen King, because, you know, it's a bit Shawshank, isn't it? He did a bit of an Andy Dufresne.
Could you get Stephen King on the phone in the next... Okay, let's find out. Right, this is
I've got more bizarre guests.
This is a test of your skill.
Yep.
Top end, Stephen King.
Yep.
Bottom end, somebody from an aquarium.
Okay, challenge accepted.
That's your challenge. The author Stephen King, or a man, or lady that knows about an octopus.
Octopus.
And where in the scale of guests does the corpse of the dead predicting octopus?
They don't have scales.
Touché.
17 minutes past one. Cass is already on the telephone, tracking down somebody. We'll be back to talk to someone about an octopus.
Good.
Next on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Rock-a-bye baby in the treetop. This Motorola baby monitor's had a price drop. Down from £50 to £25. It's got a two-way talk feature and a high-sensitivity microphone to hear every sound. Oh, Asda. Save money, live better.
Selected store subject to availability.
Your perfect hotel stay shouldn't involve paying for little extras. Unlike some hotels, at Hampton by Hilton, your satisfying breakfast, Wi-Fi and even a great night's sleep on our crisp white linens are all included. And when you book directly at Hampton.com, you'll also enjoy our best price guarantee. Booking somewhere else? Maybe check your bill for nasty surprises. Hampton by Hilton. Refreshingly different. Visit Hampton.com for terms and conditions.
Straight Point. One stop, get the lot. Straight Point.
At
TradePoint, we've got a great range of kitchens from brands including IT and Cook & Lewis. Stocked in volume, in store, at low trade prices. And with Spaces, our quick and easy design tool, we've got the full package to save you time and money. Visit your local store today to talk to us about your next quote. Trade on.
Space. It's all around us. An infinite vastness. Extraordinary dimensions beyond the realm of human understanding. We are but tiny specks in this gigantic void, marveling at who or what created...
Or you! Get out the back of me van!
Oh, sorry.
You're loads better off with a Vauxhall Movano, the large van with the impressive payload. Visit your Vauxhall retailer for more information.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Greater Manchester's northbound M61 is still struggling towards the scene of earlier problems between 6 at Horwich and 8 at Chorley. There was some lane closure there for the recovery of an accident. They have been lifted, but things still looking very busy. Staffordshire's eastbound A50 as you head away from Stoke towards Blyth Bridge is struggling. Near its junction with New Toxeter Road, there's one lane closed because of an accident. The Bath Road in Corsham, the A4 is partially blocked by an accident near to Cross Keys Road. That's very busy. And roadworks in St Austell in Cornwall, causing queues around the Mount Charles roundabout. I'm Joanna Adams.
As you can see, it's a well-appointed pied-à-terre, ideally suited to a young couple, charmingly unfussy decor throughout, a stone's throw from the lively cosmopolitan nightlife scene with close proximity to local transport links.
Does it come with a roof?
No. It's what we call a fixer-upper.
Whether you're looking to own, rent, primp or pimp a pad, make sure you listen to Home Rule with Martin Roberts. He's the property professor who's slapping on his bricks and mortarboard to give you expert advice on achieving your dream home. Home Rule with Martin Roberts. Pick up the keys this Saturday morning from 11 on Talk Radio. Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
1:21. Good afternoon. It is Talk Radio. Quickly, some reaction that's coming in. We've got reaction that's coming in this afternoon. You can send reaction to 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Facebook. You can use Facebook. Where will you find that?
www.facebook.com.
Thank you. Reaction.
Yes, John Barnes has said, you've got to hold and give, but do it at the right time. And a listener said, love Julia's show. She sounds so nice. I bet she's a pleasure to work with.
Absolutely. You're right, Cornelius.
Yeah, something got in my throat.
Was it?
Yeah.
Was it Julia Hartley Brewer?
No.
Fine. Right, okay, it is Talk Radio in the afternoons. Hello, I am John Holmes in the afternoons. Oh, I like that. Where that's taken. Someone, Steve, right? I don't know, maybe. Anyway, we were talking about an escaped octopus. That's right, all of the big stories here on Talk Radio. And Asprod Cass, it was tasked with getting the author Stephen King. It was her idea because of... I can't remember why, but there was a reason that she was going to get the author Stephen King, so I'm joined now on the line by the best-selling author, Stephen King. Hello?
Hello?
Is that Stephen King?
Yeah, I guess. No,
oh.
Sorry.
Oh.
I think there's been a mistake here.
Oh, just bet. Who's that?
I'm not Stephen King at all, I'm Scott. I'm the displays curator at Sea Life Blackpool.
Just bear with me, Scott.
All right.
Yes.
What happened to Stephen King?
You gave me a choice.
I have to say, you took the easy option. You've just got Scott.
It wasn't easy.
Okay, fine.
I can assure you.
I'll get on with it. It's fine. Joining me on the telephone is Scott. He's from Sea Life Blackpool. Hi, Scott.
Hi, how are you doing?
Very well, thank you. How are you?
All right, not so bad.
Good. Now, are you aware of this escaped octopus?
Yeah, I've just been reading up about that. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, well, you say that, but this is, you know, an escaped octopus, Scott. I mean, is it a danger to the public?
I think they'll be okay. It tends to go for the water rather than running across the land, so it should be okay.
What about swimmers?
Well, that's a different story, but I don't think it's a poisonous one. It'll be fine.
So, listen, is it common for octopi to make a break for it?
It's not as common as you'd think, reading some of the things, but they are very, very clever little monsters.
Yeah.
And if there's a way of getting out of somewhere, they'll want to have a look at it and they'll go for it.
So, I see.
Yeah.
Right, now, I'm going to... I mean, this is, we were talking about this earlier. It's not the first time this kind of thing has happened, of course. I'm sure you remember this story. Now, this was, I think, 2 years ago, and I'm... correct me if I'm wrong with the timing, but there was a gang, wasn't there? There were dolphins and, I think, prawns were involved. And they flew... they got a helicopter into the exercise yard of the National Marine Centre in Plymouth and broke out a turtle, right? And this is, I mean, this is a problem, isn't it? You know, the security needs to be improved.
Well, it's when they start teaming up, to be honest, that's when it becomes a problem.
Well, exactly.
You get a turtle and octopus together, it's never a good sign.
No, I know. Well, this is the thing, they're more dangerous when there's two of them. I mean, you remember the, those gangsters, the crayfish.
The crayfish twins, yeah.
You know, and their reign of terror, wasn't there?
Well, yeah. London wasn't safe.
No. I mean, you know, what they did in and around the Thames, back in the 60s. So, I mean, this is not a new thing. I mean, octopus, they've got a lot of hiding places on them, haven't they, an octopus, in terms of what they can shove where? I mean, you know, have there ever been any instances of octopi smuggling in hacksaws into aquarium tanks?
They don't eat it. That's the problem with the octopus. They've got no bones in the body. So if there's a hole maybe the size of a two-pence piece, they'll squeeze through it.
They can get through a massive... I mean, how big does an octopus grow to? I mean, are we talking Tennyson's Kraken?
No, it's not quite that size. I'd say this sort of one's about, the head's about the size of a rugby ball.
Right.
But even then, they can squeeze through like a two-pence piece, so that's pretty little gaps for a big octopus.
Yeah.
Do you do you consider doing shows where they squeeze through things, sort of like the aquarium?
No, not really. We don't squeeze that much, but we do give them puzzles and things like that to go through because you need to keep the brain going, so they'll go through like tubes and different things to get the foods and stuff like that.
Like an aquatic hamster.
Do they basically.
Sudoku?
Sudoku, they're too good at it. They got bored of that really quick.
Well, yeah.
You see, the squeezing through a whole thing, it fits because if you think about the Shawshank Redemption, which is why we thought we were talking to Stephen King, do you go around checking behind the posters that the octopus has put up? You know,
they always stick a Nemo poster up, and that's when you start thinking they're planning something.
Yeah, exactly. I don't trust them. They look suspicious, don't they?
They always watch it, and they know different people as well, that's the thing. We've got one guy here that they took a disliking to, and every time he went to work on the tank, they'd squirt water in his face. And it was always the same person, so he just gave up working on him. He asked someone else to do it instead.
He lost his job.
An octopus with an attitude.
Yeah, they do. They get this. They like certain people. Other people, they'll like grab you and pull your arm in the tank. I've had like suction cut marks all the way up my arms before. It's like having love bites all over you, where they just really grab onto you.
Oh, it's like hanging out with Paul Ross.
Sounds like it.
What can you tell me about the octopus's garden?
The garden?
Yeah. Because the octopus's garden was famously in the shade, right?
Yeah.
And I'm wondering if that is how it disguised its drilling.
It probably is. It makes sense again.
And you know the markings on an octopus?
Yeah.
Have you ever checked that that's not a tattoo of the ventilation system of the aquarium?
It does look a bit frightfully like it sometimes.
Yeah.
But it can change, though, so that's the problem.
They can change it?
They can change the patterns and the markings and the colours and everything, so you can't even tell if it's the same octopus. It could be a different one each morning.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, you see?
This is the equivalent of, you know, and you go and see the octopus, and you think the octopus is there sleeping, but really it's just another octopus. And the octopus is going, and he's just pulled the covers over it. So at first glance, the guard thinks the octopus is just asleep, but really it's out of there.
Exactly.
Like a sort of mollusk version of a Mexican drug lord. Escaped from the...
They probably are the sneakiest things in the sea, to be fair. So if anything's plotting anything, it's the octopus.
You heard it here first. That is a warning from a man who knows about these things. They are the sneakiest thing in the sea. If you see the escaped octopus, the advice is not to approach it. Am I right, Scott?
Definitely, yeah. Stay clear, let it do its own thing.
And call the authorities if you see the escaped octopus.
Coast Guard, yeah.
The Coast Guard, obviously, yeah. Good. Scott, pleasure to talk to you. Thank you so much. That is Scott. He's the head aquarist at the Sea Life Centre in Blackpool there with a warning about the escaped octopus. You're listening to Talk Radio. Now, the Oh, by the way, if you do do sight the octopus, then you can get in touch with us, and we will pass your message on to the Coast Guard. That's absolutely fine. Let's speaking of the sneaky things, Bono, because Bono's said a thing. Have you seen this? Victoria mentioned it in the news. Bono has gone. Bono's gone mental again, right? So it, obviously, we know for a fact that Bono has single-handedly stopped poverty in the past. And famine. He's stopped all of those things, hasn't he? And now Bono has stopped terrorism. Because at a conference, Bono said that he thinks the way to stop ISIS is with Sacha Baron Cohen. He wants to send comedy to stop terrorism. So, and I think he's right, but I think, as Bono has now given us permission, we should start that here. Okay?
Okay.
So, on the text this afternoon, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or at Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with the word delight.
You, we're going to tell terrorism jokes. Don't look at me like that, Dave. Bono has said this is all right. He says that this is the right thing to do.
Oh, well, I'll just sign off to Bono then, shall I?
Yes!
The meeting after the show.
Absolutely.
We're going to talk to Denny after the show.
If you get called in Denny and Laurie.
How was the show? No, it's fine, Bono, thanks. Thanks for the permission to do those things.
Yeah, what if they say anything? So what were you doing? Doing jokes about terrorism? Yeah. Can't do that. You go, Bono said.
I'm going to refer up to Bono.
I mean, Bono, you don't argue me. Bono.
Yeah, refer up past Liam, the big boss.
Big boss. Past Scott, the bigger, bigger boss.
Yeah. Past the edge.
Bono.
Who's like just on the side of you two.
Bono.
Yeah, right up to Bono.
I say. Sorry, ISIS. Why did the terrorist cross the road?
I don't know, John. Why did, with a sense of trepidation, why did the terrorist cross the road?
To force an Islamic caliphate on the west, on the other side. Bono's right, this could work.
Yeah.
87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio.
Start your message with any word you like.
Terrorism jokes, because we're helping Bono out this afternoon on Talk Radio. It's 1:30.
Talk Radio.
There are calls for the Culture Secretary to withdraw from issues around media regulation after it emerged newspapers didn't publish a story they had about him dating a sex worker. Campaigners for tighter media checks say his role's been compromised. He insists it had no impact, though, on his decisions in government. Journalism professor Roy Greenslade has told Talk Radio he can see why the story wasn't printed.
There appears to be no public interest in the Whittingdale one. Why? Because he had a relationship before he was a minister. He ended the relationship when he realised the truth of the matter, and a single man having a relationship can't really be adduced to be in the public interest.
A man's due to go on trial in the autumn, accused of strangling and dismembering a Metropolitan Police officer he met on the dating app Grindr. 49-year-old Stefano Brizzi is due to enter a plea over Gordon Semple's death in June. The sports minister has joined the row over plans by a council to charge the organisers a park run to hold their weekend meetups. Stoke Gifford Parish says the volunteer-based free fun run has increased wear and tear on the surfaces at Little Stoke Park near Bristol. But Tracy Crouch says it goes against the government strategy. Share prices in Tesco have fallen despite the supermarket revealing its bag in profit. It comes a year after recording one of the biggest losses in UK corporate history. It says it'll have to carry on cutting prices to be successful. And TV presenters Philip Schofield and Holly Willoughby have paid tribute to the agony aunt Denise Robertson ahead of her funeral. The 83-year-old died from pancreatic cancer at the end of last month, though this morning hosts have said she'll be missed from the programme. The weather largely cloudy and cool with outbreaks of rain in the north. Showery rain with a risk of thunder for parts of Wales
Excellent
and the southwest.
News.
Elsewhere, warm with some sunny spells and scattered showers, highs of 17 degrees.
17 degrees.
There's more in half an hour.
Thank you very much, Victoria. It's 1:32.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Every weeknight from 10, get an earful of unusual nocturnal emissions with radio's Lord of Misrule, Ian Lee. No relation, thank God.
The cactus and the tree and the rabbit on the hill.
Unfiltered Night Talk with the original king of unconventional conversation.
It's going to be awesome.
Late Night Ian Lee.
Just listen and see what happens.
Tonight from 10 on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon, it is Talk Radio, and we are helping Bono out this afternoon. If you'd like to help Bono out via Talk Radio, then text your... because he said that the way to fight terrorism is with laughter. 87222...
Start your message with the word talk.
Or you can use...
start message any word you like on the other ones.
Fine. Doctor, I feel like a pair of terrorists. Well, renounce violence and turn your back on evil.
It's a classic, that one.
So if you would like to send in your terrorist jokes, so we'll stop terrorism by 4 o'clock. If this programme has not stopped terrorism,
yeah,
then there's something wrong with the world. It's 1:34. So we are 25 or so minutes away from the news at 2 o'clock on Talk Radio and elsewhere. We don't own the news. However, this is your chance to at least own a share of the news, and you can do it by making the news up. This is Headline Hijack on Talk Radio. Victoria, of course, will have the news at 2 o'clock. Out of her ordinarily fact-based mouth will come a lie at 2 o'clock, and we'd like that lie to be your lie. It's there to confuse the people who aren't listening to this bit because they've gone out for lunch or something, and they come back to the office or wherever you're working, and they listen to the radios on, and then they sit down with their wrap that they've got or their tuna baguette, and they sit there looking all smug about it, and their punishment is to believe the news lie that will be in the news. 87222
to start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
So much for doing that.
And you can feed us your headline hijacks. Please, the lines are open. A level playing field. Everyone's got a chance to win. Right then, what's come in so far? Cornelius, what have you got?
Yes, this was sent in by Tom. Following criticism of their poster campaign calling freckles and ginger hair imperfections, Match.com have said they'll be launching a new campaign of posters with John Whittingdale to be the new face of the dating website.
It's a very good idea.
It's a good launch today, actually. Yeah. They really got it in the headlines, didn't they?
Yeah, they actually tied that really well, didn't they?
Match.com
so, John, the story about John Whittingdale comes out because he's been he dated a sex worker.
Yeah.
Am I right in saying she was a dominatrix?
Yes, I believe so.
Good. That he met on Match.com. Mm. And now Match.com are in the news because of their Ginger People Are Imperfect advert.
Mm.
We haven't talked about that enough yet. Ginger producer Dave. I mean, would you be offended, Dave?
Probably.
If
yeah.
your face
yeah.
was the subject of a poster campaign.
Yeah.
Calling you imperfect.
I mean, we're all imperfect in a way, John, aren't we?
Yes.
Exactly. So, no, maybe not. But that's a bit rude, isn't it?
I was offended. I saw it on the tube this morning.
Yeah.
A poster of a ginger person.
Yeah.
I think it's sick. It's horrible.
It is.
And I had to see it.
Yeah. And once you see a ginger person, you can't unsee them.
No, exactly. And there were children about.
No,
as well.
You're
yeah,
joking.
Yeah. Yeah.
They should take that.
Sick.
They need to take that picture down.
Yeah, they
that
do.
That is absolutely outrageous.
Just go where it worked, don't we?
David Cameron has said that he wants to put his tax affairs behind him. This has come in from Sarah. To do just that, he's promised to buy the nation lunch next Tuesday. You're advised to keep the receipt from your lunch, and you'll be able to claim it back from the special .gov website that David Cameron is just going to shout lunch for people, because he's going to give some of them.
That's fair enough.
It is fair enough. Not for gingers, though.
Oh, yeah, well, that's even fairer.
We don't eat lunch.
You don't eat lunch,
no,
do you?
Don't
sort
eat
of,
it.
You know... Because one of your imperfections as a ginger person is that you don't really have a mouth, do you? It's more of a proboscis that you. Have you ever seen the film The Fly, the remake?
I've seen the Simpsons parody of it. Yeah,
close enough. You're right. It was an 18. You're not old enough. But in it the way that Jeff Goldblum eats after he starts to become a fly,
yeah,
is he vomits onto food, which then dissolves, and then he sucks it up. That's how ginger people eat. true. 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
As soon as you like.
And you can get us some headline hijacks if you would. If you'd like to get your made-up news story into the news at 2 o'clock. For now, though, are you having lunch alone?
Lonely, I'm Mr. Lonely.
If you are having lunch alone, allow us to be your virtual friend. For this is Lonely Lunch Club, which you are cordially invited to be a member of if at any point you are lunching alone, shunned by your colleagues, no friends to speak of. You're lunching alone. Allow us to be your colleague and or friend, because we are equipped to chit and also chat about anything you want to talk about. That's how Lonely Lunch Club works. If you'd like to get on the list, 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
And you can use Twitter at Talk Radio. We will call you back if you supply your phone number. On the phone, then, is today's Lonely Lunch Clubber. It's Kaz. Hello, Kaz.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Yeah, very well. Thank you very much. Before we engage in, you know, banter, let's find out a bit about you, Kaz. Where are you at work? What are you doing?
I'm at work.
You are at work. What do you do?
I'm a contract manager for an IT company.
A contract manager for an IT company. Already, it sounds like you won't have many friends.
No, I'm an unusual contract manager. I've got loads of friends, just not in the workplace.
I see. So the people you work with, you don't like them?
Might be strong to say that, but...
Okay. I mean,
I'd agree.
You know, I mean, yeah, fair enough, yeah. I mean, are you lunching in the office, are you, or have you popped out?
I've just popped out.
Okay.
Walked around the car park.
Yeah, pop...
Fresh air.
That's it, I like that.
Yeah, and, yeah, and, just a bit of fresh air at lunch.
A bit of fresh air at lunch.
Yeah, nice.
What are you having for lunch, Kat?
Salad.
Salad. Strong choice. Strong choice. What's the base of the salad?
Should be lettuce. It was actually pasta.
Pasta salad.
Pasta, yeah,
well, yeah, pasta, I mean, salad. You called it salad. You know, but it's not, is it?
No. No. Well, there was lettuce.
There's lettuce.
That makes it salad.
Yeah. Okay, fine. So we've established where you are, we've established what you got for lunch. And as I said, we can chit or chat about anything you'd like. What's your topic of conversation?
Well, at the moment, I'm probably the last person in the world that's actually got into Game of Thrones.
Good. That is, you've picked good, strong office banter subject matter there. People are talking about that. So let's work that. Let's workshop it. Okay, here we are. Oh, you're humming the theme to Game of Thrones there.
Yeah, sorry, yeah, I just got it in my head. I watched it when it was last on.
Oh, I was chatting to Kaz earlier.
Oh, Kaz, there she is.
Oh, she is. Kaz. Oh, Kaz, I was just talking about you. To Cornelia. Is that a salad? You got a salad there?
Yeah.
It's nice, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's not a salad, that's pasta, Kaz. Come on. Come on.
There's lettuce, it's salad.
Have you seen Game of Thrones, Kaz? I'm getting into it now. Have you seen Game of Thrones, by any chance? Have you seen it?
I have just started watching
it. You've only just started?
You've only just started.
How late? You must be the last person in the world to talk about, to watch Game of Thrones.
I know. And I'm just going to let you know, I'm going to do that thing now when you meet someone that's just started watching a thing that you've finished. I'm going to say those things that they say, right? Just this part of the banter thing, right? Oh, God, I wish I was you. Then I've got all of that to come. I wish I could watch it all. Oh, it's going to be amazing. It's amazing. Wait till you get to that episode with the... Whoa!
Oh, no spoilers, John. Oh. No spoilers.
Oh, I wish I was you to have all that to watch again.
How far have you got?
Well, I started watching last week and I'm nearly at series 4.
Actually, that's pretty. That's pretty impressive. So you know what happens at the wedding thing.
No, the wedding hasn't happened. It's just coming up.
Oh, it's great. Everyone gets married and stuff. It's lovely.
Oh, hang on. One of the weddings has happened.
Oh.
The dwarf guy got married.
Sorry, is this Game of Thrones you're talking about, or one of Dave's fetish films? Anyway, good. All right, well, we've done Game of Thrones.
That was
great. I enjoyed that.
We did really well.
Office banter. What else would you like to talk about, Cal? Anything else? Subject matter?
Well, really, my life's consumed by Game of Thrones and currently a cold sore. So that's why I'm making such a strong effort to get to Series 4 at the moment, because I can't go out.
Because you've got a cold sore?
Yes.
Now we might be getting to the root of why people aren't talking to you.
No.
Would you like to go on a Match.com poster?
No.
You know, because, I mean, have you heard this story about they put a ginger person on a poster and it's offended everybody?
No, and I'm not ginger and it would offend me.
Yeah, well, quite exactly. That's the point, isn't it?
Oh,
yeah.
Cass.
Yeah.
We've got a ginger at my work.
Have you?
Special breed.
Yeah, our producer Dave's ginger. Here.
Hello.
Oh, how unfortunate.
I know. I mean, just to make it clear, I'm not gingerist.
No,
because
no.
A lot of my friends are ugly. So
that's why you're on radio.
Yeah, that's right. That's exactly right.
You can't go to TV because you've got ginger.
Yeah, exactly. We can't. The times the doors are slammed in our faces, we often try to take this show to telly, and we've been offered it. All the channels have said, we want to put your brand of whatever it is you do on the radio, John, on the telly. It's kind of like TFI meets Panorama. And we've said, great. And then Dave's walked in. They've gone, cancel it.
Yeah, just no.
Wouldn't
work.
It's fine, guys.
It just wouldn't.
I don't know how Chris Evans got away with it.
No!
The one and only ginger. There's got to be one, hasn't
there? Oh, yeah. Well, boxes to tick,
diversity,
isn't there?
Box-ticking diversity, isn't it? Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Anyway, well, I've enjoyed that car park chat. I don't know about you, Cal. It's been great,
I'll have to go back inside. I'm getting a bit chilly.
The sun's out, but it's colder than you think.
Yeah, it's colder today,
isn't it? Colder than you think.
It's beautiful today where I am.
We're in the same car park.
We're in the same car park. It's a role play.
We're role playing it. Go with it. Good, that's Kaz. That's her lonely lunch. That's improved your lunch, hasn't it, Kaz?
Massively.
Oh, see? Good. Thank you, Kaz. I hope your cold sore gets better. You're welcome. Good. If you'd like to be a lonely lunch clubber, we'll chit and we'll chat about anything you like. 87222. Get on
start
the list.
Message with the words
on the list or at Talk Radio. We'll be back with Headline Hijack and more terrorism jokes because Bono says it's fine. After this, it's 1:45.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. For those about to talk, we salute you. Harry, Barry and Gary are the hottest app development team in town. They don't have an office, but they do have eReceptionist. With eReceptionist, they have a London 0207 number, which answers and redirects their calls to their mobiles. And because eReceptionist works to their schedule, if Harry's on a date with Carrie, his calls go straight through to Gary and Barry. Supercharge your image and connect your business from just 30p per day. Try for free at ereceptionist.co.uk. Free trial must be cancelled to avoid charges based on a year's subscription.
Soups, sauces, soufflés and marinades aren't a match for diamond paint by Dulux Trade. When food is flung on my walls, then no stains are made. Oh, I could kiss my decorator.
With new stain repellent technology in diamond paints by Dulux Trade, liquid stains become droplets that just wipe clean without scrubbing. Use it and your clients will be singing your praises. Pick up a tin at your local merchant. Dulux Trade. It's your reputation.
This Easter, take the family exploring when you upgrade to Sky Movies. Discover over 1,000 fun-filled tales with movies on demand. Go on an epic journey with Inside Out. Tiptoe around T-Rexes with Jurassic World. And learn every spell in the book with the return of the Harry Potter Channel. All this adventure without even leaving the house. Upgrade to Sky Movies. Half price for 6 months. Search Sky Movies. Sky. Believe in better.
Sky TV compatible box. Broadband speed required. New Sky Movies customers only. 9 extra a month for 6 months. Then standard price currently 18. Replaces current TV offer. Terms apply.
Talk Radio. Traffic and travel.
There's a breakdown on the Avonmouth Bridge in Bristol. This is south between junctions 18A and 90. One lane's closed for recovery. You're generally moving well past the sea. Problems for Tewkesbury traffic in Gloucestershire. The A38 is partially blocked near to Hoo Lane on the road between Tewkesbury and Coombe Hill. There's been an accident there. There's queues on the A42 south as you move away from the M1 at 23A towards junction 14 for Castle Donington. A chemical tanker's broken down. And it's better news for the A50 as you head away from Stoke towards Blythe Bridge. Delays on the A50 have cleared. I'm Jarena Adams.
Start your engines, petrol heads, and don't miss the Motor Show. It's automotive for the people on your radio. Sports cars, pickups, 4x4s, GTI or coupe. What convertible is best to buy for a bloke who wears a toupee? He's the motor mouth with the V8 brain. His car know-how is stunning. Listen to Revved Up Andy J and get your motor running.
The Motor Show with Andy J.
Expert car talk that doesn't use a sneaky gadget to improve emissions.
This Saturday afternoon from 3 on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
1:48! Bono's an idiot. So that's the news, the breaking news today. Bono, having solved famine before and solved the poverty, hasn't he? Today, Bono, you've seen this, he has solved terrorism. Well done. Congratulations to Bono. We are glad you are there for us. He said that the way to fight extremism is with jokes. And while I actually admire that, and I think he's right, we should laugh at... that sort of, fight terror, as Bono says, by poking fun at it. It's a noble British tradition. Today, we want your terrorism jokes, because we are going to stop terrorism by 4 o'clock, following Bono's lead. So, any jokes you've got? 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio.
Start your message with like.
It's one from Dan. Hi, Dan. Who writes, how do terrorists like their birthday cakes?
I don't know. How do terrorists like their birthday cakes?
With extra thick ISISing.
It's good.
Some Dan. Some then. Just looking through some of the unbroadcastable ones.
I like that you picked up the probably only just absolutely safe one there.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Interrupting terrorist.
Interrupting.
Bang! Bono says that's what we have to do.
It's fine,
Bono
said.
I'm just following Bono's lead. Why not follow Bono's lead? 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
You can use Twitter at Talk Radio.
Start your message with any word you like.
Lucy's been on. Why didn't any... Why didn't any terrorism get done?
I don't know.
ISIS. Why didn't any terrorism get done?
I don't know. Why didn't no terrorism get done?
Because Osama bin lazy. I think Bono's right. This is going to work. Yeah. This is going to work. I'm telling you now. How many terrorists... This is from Ian. Does it take to change a light bulb?
Yep. Don't know, John. How many terrorists does it take to change a light bulb?
None. Because Western electricity is against the will of Allah. Bono's onto something.
He's on something.
The Edge once poured me a glass of wine. True story.
Did he?
Yeah.
Why?
He was being polite.
Where were you, though?
I was sitting next to the Edge.
Where?
Dinner.
Why?
What was the event?
Birthday.
Whose birthday?
It wasn't. It was an award ceremony. What I was going to say...
You presenting an award then, presumably?
As opposed to...
I don't know, winning?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. I was hosting the Mojo Awards.
Oh, the Mojo. I thought you said the Mobos.
Not the Mobos. I mean, that'd be an interesting booking.
Yeah.
That's reverse diversity.
Why
is the
Edge
there? Because you two were winning an award. Right. I was hosting the awards. And I sat next to
the Edge.
It's my anecdote.
It's 4 on 10, if I'm honest.
It's not great anecdotes, is it?
No.
If I'm brutally honest.
Terrible.
Bono once rang me.
Yeah.
That's a true story.
Is it?
From a moving car.
He rang you?
He called me, yeah.
On the
phone? On his PA's BlackBerry.
Why?
Because I was... Bono was introducing a thing. He was doing some world peace something. And I was writing the speech. And I had to write line.
You're Bono's speechwriter.
Correct. Things you didn't know about me, aren't they?
Yeah.
Yesterday you didn't know I had a dog.
No, I didn't.
And today, I was Bono's speechwriter.
Wow.
So I had to write a thing for Bono.
Why are you not lead with this?
Did you not know? John wrote Vertigo. The song. John wrote that.
Ironically, given my height.
Yeah.
Before you say it.
Literally on the tip of my tongue. I've got two questions for you.
Yeah.
One, why in your library of U2 anecdotes did you first pluck out the Edge once poured me a bit of wine before moving on to this one? And two, why were you Bono's speech?
It was the warm-up to my anecdote. It was a warm-up. You know, it was like the big event.
Yeah.
Yeah, so basically that anecdote was the support anecdote.
Okay, well, let's have the headline anecdote now. It's time, isn't
it? Well, I think I've oversold it now, if I'm honest. Okay, so what happened? I was right. So Bono's charity is called Red.
Yeah.
Right? Right? And he teamed up with Armani to do that. I don't know, I can't remember what they do. Something charitable.
Right.
Right? Stop poverty, probably. Something like that. Anyway, so I was employed to an event to write the words.
Who?
For Bono.
Did Bono?
And Leonardo DiCaprio.
Did they?
And James Franco.
Why?
And...
Big fan of Beyonce, are they?
Beyonce. True.
You wrote for all those people?
Yeah.
And what, they're all just and going...
I remember it was a really weird gig, because obviously a lot of it was happening in America, and they'd ring me up in the middle of the night, because they had no truck with, like, time differences. So I'd be at home, and my phone... It'd be one in the morning, and my phone would ring, and it was Alicia Keys. It was quite odd.
This doesn't sound real.
It is real.
I can't imagine Beyonce doing terrorism jokes. Just an Armani
event.
From Talk Radio.
I've got a good Beyonce story off the back of it as well, actually, which I... Is it broadcastable?
Do a quick scan in your
brain. The thing that happened backstage that... Yeah, it's fine, I'll tell you. Now, I'll tell you in a bit.
All right, flipping it. It's like celebrity anecdotes
tonight. I'm going to stay tuned in.
Yeah, see how I tease.
Yeah, yeah.
See how I tease the listener.
Yeah,
So
anyway,
so I wrote a thing for Bono, and he rang me up from the car to change the script,
the wording.
He just said, "Can I change that bit of that?" And I went, "Yeah, fine. Your gig, mate.
That is an odd one, isn't it?"
Yeah, it's fine, isn't it?
Cool. And you need to prepare your best celebrity anecdote for after this, probably to do with Frank Turner, because that's the only one you ever met.
No, I've got a good one.
Have you?
Yeah. I once bought condoms for Hugh Jackman. It's true. John, you can confirm.
John
was there.
I was with Hugh Jackman. Okay, this has gone really weird now.
I mean, my main question is, how did you know where to find them?
Let's just save this goal.
How did Cornelius know where they sold them?
That's a good point.
Yeah.
His mum gave him to him. I'd forgotten that story. Yes, okay. Should we save this? I mean, because, you know,
sure. It's
the news and stuff, isn't it? And we've got a new headline hijack, haven't we? So,
yeah. Oh, yeah, do that.
All right, fine. So, anyway, remind me. So, in the next hour...
Celebrity non-exempts.
Poor quality celebrity, Annie. Pretty rubbish. Good, anyway, headline hijack, that's right. A made-up news story needs to be in the news at 2 o'clock. It needs to come out of Victoria's face. We'd like you to make up the made-up news story. That is headline hijack. It's there to confuse those who are only arriving back into the office and switching this on in about 3 or 4 minutes' time. They'll hear the news. Being the news, they'll believe it, of course, because the news is full of facts. However, the 2 o'clock news on Talk Radio in the afternoons contains a news lie. Who has won today... Producer Dave.
It's Sim.
Sim?
What an interesting name.
Where's Sim from?
Pembrokeshire.
Sim in Pembrokeshire. Congratulations. You get your news story into today's headline hijack. We will be back after the adverts and the news and things like that with work experience punditry today. It's my least favourite one of the week as Ellie brings in hipster nonsense.
least favourite subject, not person. That's what you mean, isn't it?
Yes. that's happening. There will also be a game of Dead or Alive, in which there'll be a list of things that you have to tell me whether they're dead or alive. There's a diversity paper review, a possible brand new musical feature, called the Talk Radio Afternoon Eargasm.
Yeah, I'll do it.
Fine. And
celebrity anecdotes.
Celebrity anecdotes that we hadn't really planned, but that's fine. No problem. It's Talk Radio in the afternoon. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. 24-hour radio debate and entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
What did you do to me?
Your name is Bill Pope. You're an intelligence officer with the CIA.
This Friday.
Who are you?
They stuck your husband in my head.
The mission is in the memories.
Looking for details that he knew before he was killed.
Kevin Costner, Gary Oldman, Tommy Lee Jones, and Gal Gadot.
Do you have any idea what's at stake?
Don't miss the must-see British movie event. Criminal in cinemas Friday. Rated 15.
Hi, I'm Leo Martino. I'm the guy that bought you the Hedgehog Gutter Brush. I'm here to tell you about our latest clever product, the amazing Hedgehog Easy Air Wedge. It lifts, levels and squares up to 120 kilos. If you fit doors, windows and cabinets for a living, you'll wonder how you ever got on with that one. The amazing new Hedgehog Easy Air Wedge. Pump it, lift it, square it. Available from builders, merchants and stockers nationwide. Hedgehog Easy Air Wedge. Get one in your toolkit today.
An extra £5 billion is to be set aside by banks for missold PPI. If you haven't claimed already, claim now. Don't have the time or worried you've lost paperwork? Let PPI Claim Back do it all for you. We can check whether you've had PPI, and if you haven't, it won't cost you a penny. We've won £337 million for our customers. Text PPI to 80039. Text PPI to 80039 now.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A new kind of talk radio. We'll get you talking. Talk Radio.
Yes, it is. Good afternoon. It is 2 o'clock. I am John Holmes. Look, here's Victoria. She's got news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, a minister's under fire over an escort story. A police officer was strangled and dismembered. And can comedy defeat terrorism?
Talk Radio.
The Culture Secretary is under pressure to withdraw from decisions about press regulation. He's revealed he dated a woman for 6 months without knowing she was a sex worker. The tabloids found out but didn't print it, leaving campaigners to claim the revelations have left John Whittingdale vulnerable. Labour's Shadow Culture Secretary Maria Eagle agrees.
The Secretary of State has to take into account the perception of the possibility of undue influence here because of these revelations, and that when he stops and thinks carefully about it, he will want to step back from making these decisions.
A court's been told a police officer was strangled after meeting his alleged killer through the gay dating app Grindr. A 49-year-old man is expected to stand trial later this year for the murder of PC Gordon Semple, whose remains were found at a flat in London last week. Two Olympians have condemned a council which wants to charge a running group for using a park in Bristol. Marathon world record holder Paula Radcliffe says the decision is short-sighted, while Olympic gold medalist Dame Kelly Holmes says it's a disgrace. Stoke Gifford Parish Council want the park run group to pay a small amount towards upkeep, in the same way that football teams do, but Park Run ambassador George Keogh disagrees.
They receive a service, so goalposts are put up and taken down, white lines are painted, they have changing facilities and shower facilities, so they receive a service. Park Run only ask for shared use of the park for a short period on a Saturday and Sunday morning.
The Prime Minister denies Labour's claims that the government's cutting resources to the organisation that collects taxes. Speaking in the Commons, Jeremy Corbyn accused the Tories of reducing funding to HMRC and undermining the opportunity to prevent tax evasion and avoidance. But David Cameron says that's simply wrong and took the chance to refer to the Labour leader's own tax form.
Rather like his tax return, his figures aren't entirely accurate. At the summer budget 2015, we gave an extra £800 million to HMRC to fund additional work to tackle tax evasion and non-compliance between now and 2021.
Junior doctors have started a peaceful protest outside the Department of Health in the hope of reopening talks with the government over their new contracts. It's after Minister Jeremy Hunt said his door was always open to them. They're now waiting outside his office for 12 hours a day to see if he'll let them in. 2 days of strike action is set for later this month. And U2 frontman Bono's told US senators he thinks comedy could be used to fight extremist
Bono!
Groups.
Bono!
Thanks for that.
Sorry.
He suggested Amy Schumer, Chris Rock and Sacha Baron Cohen should be sent in as he thinks laughter would be more effective than violence.
He's right, which is why we are following his lead this afternoon by stopping terrorism with jokes. I think Bonnie's onto something, Victoria.
Do you?
I do, yes. Here's one for you. How about this?
Okay.
This has just come in on the text. A horse walks into a terrorist and the terrorist says, "Death to the decadent West."
Wow. Can I do the weather now?
Yep.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Largely cloudy and cool with outbreaks of rain in the north. Showery rain with a risk of thunder for parts of Wales. Yay. And the southwest. Ooh. Elsewhere will be warm with some sunny spells and scattered showers. Highs 17 degrees.
Is it warm outside?
Why did you join in then, Cornelius? You said you weren't going to.
He says a lot of things and then does the opposite.
Ugh.
It's 3 minutes past two. Should we have some sport?
Yes.
Excellent news. Here's some sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Three
afternoon,
Leicester
Ben.
Players have been nominated for the PFA Player of the Year Award. Jamie Vardy, N'Golo Kante and Riyad Mahrez are among six players on the shortlist.
Six?
So too is Harry Kane, who's also nominated for Young Player of the Year with his Tottenham colleague Dele Alli.
Excellent.
On to tonight's FA Cup action, and West Ham play Manchester United for a place in the semi-finals at Wembley. Rio Ferdinand played for both clubs.
Brilliant.
Man United are in a position where they need it more for someone like Louis van Gaal. For the club, the way it is at the moment, it's not a good. It doesn't seem it's in a great place at the moment.
No.
So I think they need it more.
Everton travel to Crystal Palace in the Premier League. Eagles boss Alan Pardew reckons a win will confirm the club's top flight status for next season. And in the last eight of the Champions League, Barcelona take a 2-1 lead to Atletico Madrid live on TalkSport 2.
Right.
And in the other game, Bayern Munich are 1-0 up on Benfica ahead of their second leg in Portugal.
Whatever.
Finally, onto tennis, and British number two Ali Ashbadene is out of the Monte Carlo Masters. He was beaten in straight sets 6-3, 6-3 by Rafa Nadal. That's your latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
And finally, the Angel of the North is to have a new component installed that will allow it to speak. The move comes in response to criticism that the statue didn't actually feature any northern characteristics. It will now speak northern catchphrases whenever anyone drives past it.
Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Evil lurks in the hearts of men.
To some, it was a miracle. Others called it the triumph of illiteracy. Radio, it revolutionized the way people learned about their world.
Oh my, get out of the way, please.
It changed forever the way people would be entertained.
John Holmes. John Holmes. On Talk Radio.
For those about to talk,
we salute you.
Play Misty for me.
So good afternoon then, you are listening to Talk Radio, 6 minutes past two, I am John Holmes, and you can get in touch with the programme in the usual ways, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
You can use Twitter at Talk Radio.
Start your message with any word you like.
You can use Facebook.
Facebook.com, that's the address, isn't it?
Correct. Or you can get in touch with the show via Native American Ideogram this afternoon. All you have to do, if you want to get in touch with that, is draw a graphical symbol that represents an idea or abstract concept that does not contain language-specific information. Now, you can draw that on a rock in charcoal, or if you've a stick, you can draw it on the floor in the dust. You can get in touch then by Native American Ideogram this afternoon. But do remember that ideograms will be charged at your usual percussive logographic writing system rates.
Talk Radio.
Right then, some reaction very quickly ahead of Work Experience Punditry. A reaction coming in.
Someone said, fascist, that's from probably exaggerating. And this is barbaric has come in from a McDonald's customer at 12:30 at night.
Thank you very much. It's a time. Right then, the time that I mention, it is the time for the Work Experience Punditry. If you're a regular listener, you'll know that we are road testing the next generation of critics and pundits. We do film, we do television, we do music, and on a Wednesday, against my better judgment, we do a roundup of just hipster nonsense. And it's brought to us courtesy of Ellie. Hello, Ellie.
Hello.
Hi there. Hi.
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 Good to be back.
Well, you say that. I mean... film, yes, I understand that. I understand film. You know, I understand the music review. Yeah. Well, I don't understand any of what Aidan says in his music review, but I understand that there is a music review. And then TV, yeah. some of the things that we feature don't feature Tom Rosenthal occasionally. Okay. Most of them do, but some don't. But on a Wednesday, in you come with things that you've deliberately found that you know will annoy me.
Yeah, basically.
Yes. So, hipster nonsense review. Ellie, what have you got?
So, I'm actually really stuck today because I've got loads that I think will annoy you.
Oh.
but the first one I'm going to start off with, which I think will really anger you, is the International Rock, Paper, Scissors competition going on this weekend. Which is basically where you go down, you register, you pick a country, you drape yourselves in their flag, and then you compete to be the Rock, Paper, Scissors champion.
Right. Well, no, well... Okay, the actual concept of the game doesn't annoy me, but why do you have to? Why can't people from the actual countries play the game as though it were the Eurovision Song Contest or something? I don't understand why you have to go down there and drape yourself in a flag that's not yours.
Well, you could be the champion of Rock, Paper, Scissors.
Yes, but if it's just people draping themselves in an arbitrary flag and they're not from those countries, then I don't see what the point is.
It's for honour. You get to pick your favourite country and then represent it. Just like Eurovision, when you get to dress up.
Yeah, but those people are from the Eurovision. They're from the country, aren't they? From the country of the... So it's just people... Where is this?
So it's happening in a pub called Green Man Pub. It's on this weekend, if you fancy it. You have to be over 18 to compete, though.
Oh.
Why?
Just, you know, health and safety,
scissors.
Probably.
Scissors. Scissors are dangerous.
Well, I mean, it's not...
No.
I mean, do people go and watch this?
Yeah, so people go down and properly compete. Really enjoy it. It's actually like another thing that's come up for another year, so it's really popular. No? Have I not sold you?
Well, I mean, you know, there are better things to do with your time. Like, you know, sit alone in the darkness, rocking gently.
Okay, so if you're not sold on this...
Let's play it.
You want to play it right now?
Play what?
Rock, paper, scissors.
Okay.
Yeah.
Which country do you want to be?
Well, I'm from here, so here. What country do you want to be? Where did gingers come from?
All over, John.
All race. Over, John.
Ginger,
what country is that?
Gingerland.
I'll be Ireland.
Fine.
That's my heritage.
Okay. Who are you, Cornelius?
I'm Botswana.
Fine.
Norway.
Fine. Why?
Just, I like Norway.
Norway.
Great. Did you just do your Geordie voice?
I did. Norway. Sorry.
Okay. Okay, but I'm going to warn you, I am adding a new rule to it.
Okay.
Just to let you know.
Which is?
No, it's nothing to do with witches.
Rock, paper, scissors, witches. Right.
Okay, okay. I'm going to play Cornelius.
Okay.
Okay, this is...
let me clear my throat.
Okay, fine.
Let me do my stretches.
Ready? What would you have to do?
One, two, three, and then show.
Okay.
One. Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, one.
One, two, three.
Get up! Oh, that was rock, paper, scissors, punch Cornelius.
Really hurt.
Have you ever heard of extreme rock, paper, scissors?
No, what's Ooh. That?
So extreme rock, paper, scissors is where you
pay... use real rocks, real scissors.
So rock, paper, scissors is basically where you, if you play rock and you win, then you get to wrap them on the knuckles. If you play scissors and you win, you get to scratch them. And then if you play paper and you win, you get to slap them. And the winner is the first one to draw blood.
That is...
I think John Whittingdale's played that version.
Allegedly. What else have you got?
Sticking with the kids' theme. So there's... Cristobal's Edible Playground.
I've heard that
rumour. Cristobal's Edible Playground.
Cristobal's Edible Playground.
Oh, yes.
Yes, which is another dinner party for you. Oh, God. So you didn't really seem to like the 80s one, so I thought I'd go the other way and go for a childhood
future
theme.
So explain this.
So you basically get to go along and then it's a 5-course meal and the idea is you get to play like children's games. Like one of the meals is you get to build your own quinoa sandcastle.
No.
Oh, God. I can feel my temper fraying.
And then there's
Did you just say quinoa sandcastle?
Yep. So they give you a little spade, and you get to build a little castle out of your quinoa before you eat it.
I have to say, Quinoa Sandcastle's second album wasn't as good as it. So you build it.
So you think, basically, there's loads of different dishes. Like, one of them, for example, is this soy ginger honey chicken, where they give you a paintbrush and then you paint your chicken with it.
We've all done that.
That's glazing chicken, really.
And then the dessert, for example, is a salted...
And people go because they enjoy this.
Yeah, it's £45. So people go for, like, a 5-course meal to play with their food.
What?
With the quinoa thing, are they sat in a quinoa pit? Is everyone just sort of rolling around... And you sort of, you get home and you have some quinoa in your pants.
It's everywhere.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Yeah.
Can't, even in the shower, it's because I'm coming out like,
Tracking
quinoa through the house.
See, it's worth the £45 because you'd be eating for weeks. You just find quinoa everywhere.
Well, it depends what kind of quinoa you're talking about, Ellie, doesn't it? Because, you know, you've got the fine quinoa that just sort of runs off, but then you've got builder's quinoa, haven't you?
Yeah.
They're putting cement. And that stuff's like claggy, isn't it? The consistency's wrong of that. It's like a claggy superfood, isn't it? And it all gets in your crack, doesn't it? Sort of if you sit on it, you can sit on it fully clothed, but it's still in your crack. That's why builder's bums are full of quinoa.
That makes sense.
If you ever...
That's where quinoa comes from.
That's right. Yeah. From the anus of a builder. Yeah. How'd you like that, superfood fans?
So, like, one of the starters, for example, is also Snakes and Ladders bruschetta, where they've basically made bruschetta look like snakes and ladders.
How have they done that?
So I've had a look at the photos. They basically, they lay the bruschetta out as if it's the board, and they put little bits on top to make it look like snakes and ladders.
I hate this. As an idea.
It's delicious.
Would you go? You'd go to this, wouldn't you?
Not for £45, but that's because I'm a poor student.
Right.
But when I have money to blow, I probably would go for a laugh.
What's it called?
So it's Christabel's Edible Playground, and there's one on the 14th of April.
I hate Christabel. Stupid. Why is it called an edible? See, I thought you were going to.
Yeah.
I thought it was going to be like a child's playground made out of food.
Oh, that'd be great.
Like a sort of like Hansel and Gretel idea.
An apple pit.
Yes.
Like a ball pit.
But with apples.
With apples.
Well, like, it comes with Jenga and also colouring in. And then for dessert, you get a chocolate ganache Lego. A little block of Lego.
God, it's hateful. I think, but a playground would, I mean, equally hateful, but at least you can see where the concept, you know, the house made out of the gingerbread, wasn't it, in Hansel and Gretel, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And then you could extend that to climbing frames made of chocolate fingers or something.
Are you saying that you're going to now like set up a rival edible playground?
I might. Mine would be a playground rather than just some food that you have to paint yourself. Right, chocolate fingers, right, A-frames shaped.
Mm, yeah.
Yeah, glued together with a swing where the base is the custard cream. There.
That sounds delicious.
John's biscuit playground. There. This hipster stuff's easy.
I noticed Aidan came up with one yesterday, with the vinyl plates.
Yes, vinyl we talked plates. About it yesterday. That's right, a restaurant that's served on vinyl plates.
That's a real thing. I looked it up.
Is it? I said it would be.
Yeah, in Spain, you can get food on vinyl.
I said some git would have come up with that. have you got more of this nonsense?
Oh, plenty.
Oh, Christ. We'll be back with it. It's 2:16. It's Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Harry, Barry and Gary are the hottest app development team in town. They don't have an office, but they do have eReceptionist. With eReceptionist, they have a London 0207 number, which answers and redirects their calls to their mobiles. And because eReceptionist works to their schedule, if Harry's on a date with Carrie, his calls go straight through to Gary and Barry. Supercharge your image and connect your business from just 30p per day. Try for free at ereceptionist.co.uk. Free trial must be cancelled to avoid charges based on a year's subscription.
Focus your mind. Now, imagine yourself behind the wheel of a used 15-plate Nissan Qashqai. The comfortable seats, the panoramic glass roof. Feels good, doesn't it? It can be all yours from just £18,575.
The Nissan April Used Car Event from the 1st to the 17th of April. Subject to availability. Price correct at 1st of April 2016. Google Nissan Cared For to find your nearest dealer. Deeper understanding leads to greater peace of mind.
Over the last 2 years, I've learned that I'm quite determined. And I thought I was. And I've learned that I actually like learning. I've learned that I can concentrate even when the kids are arguing. I've learned that I'm more ambitious.
The most important thing you'll learn at the Open University is what you're capable of. To find out more, search for OU Life Changing Learning.
Rivalries, rebellions and battles. War has been waged for the Iron Throne, which you can get with the new season of Game of Thrones from just £20 a month when you join Sky TV with the original bundle. And get a free 32-inch LG TV so you can see every battle and every betrayal. Seize your chance by April 21st. Search Sky Bundles. Sky. Believe in better.
Direct debit subject to status. Upfront £10 standard setup. Minimum contract and further terms apply.
Talk Radio. Traffic and travel.
There's problems in Cirencester for the Bristol Road, the A419, at the fire station roundabout. There's been an accident causing delays on all approaches. And then trouble on Tewkesbury's A38, near its junction with Hoo Lane. That's partially blocked in both directions on the road between Tewkesbury and Coombe Hill. There's delays on the southbound A42 heading away from the M1 at 23A towards 14 at Castle Donnington. And it's down to a single lane because of a broken down chemical tanker. And in Staffordshire, the southbound A449 in Gailey is closed at the Gailey Island for the A5 because of debris. I'm Gerina Adams.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast, tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio. And now for something cornflakely different.
Now, I'm with you from 6 in the morning till 10, 5 days a week, 20 hours, and I'd love the pleasure of your company, but I'm a realist. Although it's disappointing, maybe you can't catch me for 20 hours a week, but you can pick up my best bits via our podcast. Just go to talkradio.co.uk and download the best of the Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast on Talk Radio. Glory be to Pod.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast,
tomorrow morning from 6
on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
It's a very short podcast. What was that word in there? Did you just say now for something cornflakely
different? Now for something cornflakely different.
Cornflakely?
Yeah.
What's that even?
Cornflakely was a ballet dancer, I believe. He's very, very touching swan dance.
What's he for?
I don't know. Okay. What, Cornelius?
Yeah. Oh, I know. He's for the reactions. What reactions are coming
John,
in, Cornelius?
We've had so much reaction. We've had three reactions.
Three reactions.
I hate them so much has come in. I love them so much has come in. And I ambivalent them so much has come in.
Thank you very much. If you've got a reaction, 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or at Talk Radio.
Start your message with
any word you like. You can use, if you're modern, you can use Facebook. You'll find that at...
Just trying to remember the address. Facebook.com, isn't it? Facebook.com.
Yeah, that's it.
That's it.
Good afternoon, it is Talk Radio. Hello, I am John Holmes, and we are midst work experience punditry, where we road test the next generation, charged with trawling the world for hipster crap that's being peddled as enjoyable things to do. Comes Ellie. We've already learned about Christabel's edible playground that is nothing of the kind. It's just where you have to go and...
Play with your food,
and there was another thing as well that
rock, paper, scissors.
Had gone out of my head already because it was so pointless. What else should, you know, it's, I like to think of this as a sort of event guide for idiots. What else can idiots go and do?
So the next big craze in the world of hipster news is the idea of combining petting zoos with cafes. I don't know if you've noticed this.
Actually, this one sounds all right.
So there was, first of all, we had the rise of the cat cafes, which started in Japan and then moved over to London.
Yes, I did hear about this. So yeah. People who haven't got cats but they don't want all the trouble of keeping cats can simply go and have a cup of tea
and pet
a cat.
Yeah. So the next big craze is hedgehog cafes, which is coming to Japan in the next few weeks.
What's wrong with Japan? What is wrong with them?
So you basically...
They have vending machines over there.
Really?
Yes.
So modern isn't it?
Put money in.
You can put money in them. Wow. God, they're light years ahead.
And you get cats out. It's true. Used cats.
Used
cats. Because the certain... not just Japanese, there's certain people who don't like to smell used cats, aren't they? And Japan has a, there's a certain fetish thing in Japan whereby you get a used cat from a vending machine and you sniff it. And that's true. Japanese businessmen, you see them on the bullet train.
Yeah.
With pockets full of used cats. Smelly, getting them out, smelling the cats, aren't they? The Japanese business.
So, hedgehogs.
Yeah.
So basically, people can pay up to £10 per hour to go and pet hedgehogs. And there'll be 20 to 30 different types of hedgehog, which I didn't even know there were different types. But apparently there are.
Oh, that's a revelation to me. I thought a hedgehog was a hedgehog.
No, how many hedgehogs can you name?
Holly.
Frank.
Sonic.
That's three. Okay, fine. Frank the Hedgehog was a hedgehog that my friend of mine owned when I was a kid.
Yeah,
Sonic the Hedgehog is the notable hedgehog.
Yeah.
And your hedgehog was...
Holly the Hedgehog. It was in a... Holly the Hedgehog. Nobody wants to dance with her. Never heard that?
What just happened?
It's an adorable primary school song.
Fine.
Yeah.
They only sing in adorable primary school. this hedgehog cafe.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, can you dance with them as per your adorable song?
If you want to. Yeah.
What are the rules?
Yeah. I had a look at a video of it and it seems to be there's no rules. They just sort of sit around and pet them. It's trying to make people more comfortable.
Got to be certain rules. You can't just turn and stamp on them. I mean, there has to be rules, Ellie. What sort of world are you... There has to be boundaries, Ellie. You can't just rock up at a hedgehog cafe and kick them about.
I'll be honest, John. I live in a world of human decency where that wouldn't just happen.
It would if there weren't rules. People would turn up. They'd be hurling hedgehogs at each other. Yeah. Should we pop down the cafe for a hedgehog fight, they'd say. And roll them up like sort of alive... hedgy snow and throw them at each other. Japanese businessmen coming in sniffing the hedgehog, picking them up. Oh, is that one's not used enough? Oh, the smell of a used hedgehog. Put it with my cat.
So in addition to hedgehogs,
yes,
I have more news about London and the latest kind of, not really a petting zoo cafe, but a new cafe that's coming, which is, do you remember the blobfish, which was named the ugliest fish in 2013?
Yeah.
It's the one
that... It was on that Match.com poster. I remember.
It looks like a little old man's face, but a fish.
Yeah.
And basically, yeah. So someone is starting the world's first pop-up aquarium, John, in East London in summer 2016.
A pop-up aquarium?
Yeah.
A
pop-up aquarium.
They have to be bound. You can't just pop up an aquarium. What about, you can't just pop... I see a pop-up... beard or something. I get that the hipsters have now, but I don't get you can't pop up an aquarium. What about the filtration? You can't pop up filtration you have to carefully plan that.
Yeah, well, the problem is they're deep sea animals, like really deep sea, so they have to have really high pressured tanks. So actually, despite it being a pop-up, the building of the actual site is being pushed further and further back, so it's probably the world's slowest pop-up to assemble.
Right, so earlier, we were talking about an escaped octopus, Ellie. I don't know whether you were listening to the show.
Right.
Yeah, were you?
I wasn't. I'm sorry.
No, of course. Anyway, so the big story of the day was that there's an octopus that's escaped, and genuinely, it's got out of its tank, scaled a drain pipe, right, and gone out into the sea. This is in New Zealand. It left a poster over the hole that it squeezed out of Rita Hayworth, and it got... out of the... anyway, so think about that, Ellie, coming in here with your pop-up aquarium ideas. The streets would be full of octopi, wouldn't they? They're running around. you just haven't thought it through with your stupid pop-up aquarium idea. Well, think of all the Japanese businessmen picking up the used octopi and sniffing them. Oh, fishy.
Oh, John.
So don't blame him. Get vending machines full of the stuff. Squirting the ink.
Well, I mean, it's blobfish, but...
You're right, Cornelius. Anyway, so a pop-up aquarium, right, good, with a blobfish. Can you pet the blobfish?
Like? No, so that's actually something on the website.
You lured us in with the idea of a petting zoo, cafe,
right,
and then you've just gone off on a tangent about a blobfish you can't even stroke.
You can look at it. It's a blobfish. It's the world's ugliest fish.
Well, what's that got to do? I don't understand what that's got to do with a petting zoo cafe.
Well, it's just combining animals with cafes. Apparently, people like eating while looking at living things.
Oh, it's a really ugly fish.
Oh, you just Googled blobfish?
Yeah, I just remember that.
That's a mirror, mate.
Well, Whatever.
So, okay, fine.
Yeah, so there's going to be three blobfish, which are...
I mean, I quite like your petting cafe idea. I think if you introduced other animals into that, you know, any animal, I mean, you know...
So, like rabbits?
Yes, of course, okay. Rabbits.
Guinea pigs?
Guinea pig. Ocelot.
Ocelot. Yeah. Do you think that would go well?
Otters. I mean, not savage animals, obviously. I mean, you know, to draw... Again, boundaries, Ellie. What, I mean, what you're proposing is ridiculous. You're saying leopards, Ellie. I mean, what are you talking about? Leopards, Ellie? And leopards in a cafe? Have you lost... Have you taken leave of your senses, Ellie? What are you talking about? You can't have leopards in a cafe!
But think about the selfies you could get.
You can't, no! Leopards, Ellie, you know, think of the Japanese businessman coming in there, kicking up the leopards and smelling it. Have you got one more quick thing?
Yeah, sure. So, another pop-up for you. Are you a fan?
This is
combining TV and hipster news. So maybe you'll like it. But there's basically a pop-up.
Look at my face. Do I look like I'm going to like it?
Maybe.
Go on.
So it is a Breaking Bad pop-up bar in Shoreditch.
Ooh. I'm interested. Mm.
Dave's perked up all of a sudden.
So basically, they've got a big RV caravan that you get to go and sit in, and you bring a bottle of whichever like alcohol you want, and they'll create Breaking Bad themed cocktails off the back of it. So they'll cook up a batch for you, and it'll kind of look like all the meth lab out of the series.
Yes.
Well, I kind of. All right. No, let's I'm. Go there. Yeah. I mean, I'm happy with that.
Yeah.
I mean, that's fine. Yeah. You know, but your idea, Ellie, of having gorillas in there is foolhardy. Yeah. I mean, for a start,
stupid.
There weren't any gorillas in Breaking Bad.
No.
Right? And gorillas are dangerous. And gorillas... Have you ever seen a gorilla on crystal meth? Have you, Ellie?
No.
No! Well, let me tell you, it's dangerous. And your idea of a pop-up crystal meth cafe lab selling leopards and gorillas to Japanese businessmen, Ellie. What a stupid idea. Get out of here.
Get out of here with your stupid ideas.
Round here. Smelling all the animals. You're sick.
So we'll see you there the weekend, right?
Fine. Yeah. 2:30, it's Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes. Little Victoria's got the news next.
Talk Radio.
Downing Street has backed the Culture Secretary after calls for him to be stripped of his powers to regulate the press. It's after John Whittingdale admitted having a relationship with a prostitute, although he says he didn't know about her line of work. A number of newspapers decided against publishing the story. Politics writer James Cusick thinks they were lent on.
When a newspaper investigation gets to the point of publication, it's not down to news editors who decide what goes in the paper. It's down to the editors and the proprietors if a story is this sensitive. So it's no use dismissing this as a non-story, something that's just a little bit embarrassing for the Culture Secretary.
Spanish police say they've arrested a man suspected of supplying arms to a gunman who attacked a supermarket in Paris. Five people died in the attack on the kosher food store last January. A court's heard a murdered policeman was strangled after meeting his alleged killer through the gay dating website Grindr. PC Gordon Semple's dismembered remains were found at a flat in South London last week, 6 days after he went missing. David Cameron has dropped further hints about plans to make doping in sport a criminal offence. The Prime Minister has told MPs he wants them to examine and debate the idea in the Commons after allegations about the use of performance-enhancing drugs by sports stars. Tesco has suffered one of the biggest losses in UK corporate history a year ago, but has now returned to profit. But the supermarket share price has fallen after a warning that it's having to cut prices to stay competitive. And this morning, presenters joined hundreds of family, friends and fans at the funeral for the TV agony aunt Denise Robertson. The service was held at Sunderland Minster after the 83-year-old died from pancreatic cancer at the end of last month. The weather largely cloudy and cool with outbreaks of rain in the north. Showery rain with a risk of thunder for parts of Wales and the southwest. Elsewhere, warm with sunny spells and scattered showers, highs of 17 degrees.
Victoria.
Yes.
I've got an idea for a pop-up.
Oh yeah,
Victoria did the news there. I've had it, and Ellie, I know you've stayed around because this is good, right? So it's like your pet cafe,
right?
But it is a cafe, right? But it's called Whittingdale's, right? And you go in, have a cup of tea, but you can pet sex workers. Whittingdale's.
It's a great idea.
Yeah, and it's a awesome. You know, it's a pop up. Apparently. 2:32, you're listening to Talk Radio.
across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Mid-mornings with Julia Hartley Brewer. Join the Fleet Street firebrand who isn't afraid to shoot from the lip. Supercharged current affairs debate and electrifying opinion with Julia Killer Jules Hartley Brewer.
Radio that demands a reaction.
Mid-mornings with me, Julia Hartley Brewer. Your one-stop shop for debate about the stories that everyone's talking about.
Tomorrow morning from 10.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
2:33, good afternoon. It is Talk Radio. I am John Holmes and I think we should go to the reactions. It's Talk Radio, of course. If you've got a reaction of any kind, then you can send us your reaction, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or you can use Talk Radio
at
Twitter.
Start your message with anything you want.
And what's coming in, Connie? What reactions
John,
have you got?
John, lots of parasites is coming in from Angry.
Yes.
I find it unacceptable that people can just go on television and radio and give opinions that differ to mine has come from your mum.
Thanks. All the opinions there and the reactions, if you do have either of those or both, we'll accept both. Then you can get it to us on, as I said, on 87222. Stop saying that.
I have to. I legally have to.
Or you can use Twitter at Talk Radio. Start your message with whatever word you like.
Don't legally have to say that one, so I didn't.
I'll just say it for balance. Okay, speaking of balance, we're all about it. Everyone on the streets has an opinion. We like to find out on the programme what the people think. Today we went out there and asked them, ladders or clowns?
Ladders.
Clowns.
Ladders.
Clowns.
Clowns.
Ladders.
Clowns.
Clowns.
Ladders.
Ladders.
Clowns.
Clown.
Clowns.
Ladders.
Clowns. Ladders.
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 Clowns.
Ladders.
Ladders.
Clowns.
Ladders.
Clowns.
Ladders.
Clowns.
Clowns. Ladders.
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 Clowns. Ladders.
Clowns.
Clowns.
Ladders.
Clowns.
Ladders.
Clowns.
Clowns.
Ladders.
Clowns.
Ladders.
Clowns.
Ladders.
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 Clowns.
Clowns.
Ladders.
And there it is, what the people think. Do they think ladders and clowns? Ladders or clowns? Everyone's got an opinion. Let us know what you think. Do you think ladders or do you think clowns? 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with the word clown or ladder.
Conflict, isn't it, though? The conflict there, you see, it's what people think. They think ladders or they think clowns. It's about opinions. It's about two contrasting opinions. That is how talk radio works, and it creates talk radio when people just say, well, someone thinks that, and someone thinks that, and then they go on about it, and have a good thing, and then talk radio, and you know, Julie Hartley Brewer, she thinks a thing, and then she thinks a thing, and then Hitler thinks the same thing, and then something happens over here, and then something. That's how the talk radio works. And we think, though, however, sometimes two different things can come together to create magic. Sometimes, Cornelius, I'm telling you as well.
Oh, yeah?
Two different things, right?
Magic, you say?
I say magic. Two different things. You think it creates conflict, don't you?
Yeah, I do.
You
that's
think...
Well, that's what I've been taught here on my first day.
Exactly. You think two things... But sometimes it creates something beautiful. And that brings me to our brand new feature, the Talk Radio in the Afternoon Eargasm. And it works like this. We take two contrasting things that you think don't go together.
Cornelius and ladies.
Yes.
Cornelius and intelligence.
Correct.
Cornelius and ability to do anything.
Yes, exactly right. But in this case, what I've done, I've taken two disparate songs. Yeah.
Songs.
I'm Talk Radio's head of music. So I've taken two disparate songs that don't go together. And what we've done is, right, we've got DJ friends and things, putting them together. Two separate things, creating musical harmony.
Ooh.
We're calling it the Talk Radio in the Afternoon eargasm. And you can send us your suggestions of them, should you wish. And we will play them on the radio. So today, fittingly, because Led Zeppelin, as you know, are being sued, we've got Led Zeppelin, right, meets the Beatles.
Oh, yeah? I like this.
Yes, you are. It's music on Talk Radio. We're calling this A Whole Lotta Helter Skelter. Afternoon new feature where we take two contrasting, not opinions, but songs, and put them together, not to create discord, not to create an argument like Talk Radio thrives on, but instead to create music, beautiful music. And that is, of course, Led Zeppelin and the Beatles put together to create A Whole Lotta Helter Skelter. It's the Talk Radio in the Afternoon eargasm. Terrorist jokes, that's the order of the texting. See how I seamlessly link it all together? This afternoon, Bono has said, this is in the news, Bono has said that he thinks that he can stop terrorism by joking about it. He has genuinely said that terrorism should be fought with humour. And he's actually got a point. You know, at the end of the day, laughing at these people, you know, is possibly a time-honoured tradition of making jokes about horrible things. It helps us all cope as human beings. So, Bono's right. Let's tell jokes about terrorism. And this is on him. So, and we'll see if we can stop it by 4 o'clock. We've had several come in, of course, already. Why did the terrorist cross the road? Came in earlier from someone. Sue, was it? I can't remember. Why did the terrorist cross the road?
Why did the terrorist cross the road?
To force an Islamic caliphate on the West. all the big jokes coming. Doctor, I feel like a pair of terrorists. Well, renounce violence and turn your back on evil. how many terrorists does it take to change a light bulb?
I don't know, John. How many does it take?
Four. One to take out the current bulb, one to replace it with a new bulb, another to sacrifice himself to his radical belief, become a martyr to his people and reap the rewards in the afterlife, and another to hold the ladder. That's come in from Kev. Thanks, Kev. I like this one. We did it earlier, but why didn't any terrorism get done? Because Osama bin Lazy. That's
very cool. I love the setup to that one.
What have you got?
Thomas has said, what do terrorists eat for breakfast?
I don't know. What do terrorists eat for breakfast?
Daesh pastries.
Daesh pastries. Why did the baker's fingers smell?
Don't know.
Because he needed to reclaim back our country. Let's listen to the end of this. I think we'll listen to the end of this.
And that's the end.
Hold on, helter skelter. It's this afternoon's Talk Radio Eargasm, a mashup of Led Zeppelin and the Beatles, of course. Two contrasting things put together. That's how Talk Radio works. But in this case, creating musical harmony, not shouting and discord like you get on Julia Hartley Brewer's programme. It's 3:15 at 3 o'clock, of course, the big debate. Speaking of contrasting opinions, that'll be happening. There's also a game of Dead or Alive this afternoon. And can you identify the tune as blown from the lips of a homosexual old age pensioner? We'll play the old gay whistle test on Talk Radio Afternoons next.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A radio star is born.
You're going to love
Talk Radio.
Space. It's all around us. An infinite vastness. Extraordinary dimensions beyond the realm of human understanding. We are but tiny specks in this gigantic void, marveling at who or what created...
Or you... Get out the back of me van!
Oh, sorry.
You're loads better off with a Vauxhall Movano, the large van with the impressive payload. Visit your Vauxhall retailer for more information.
When a punter takes the tumble as a fool, it won't make the blindest bit of difference to my walls. No red wine marks, no craft beer stains. With diamond paint by Dulux Trade, my pub stays as pristine as the day it was painted. La, 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 la,
with new stain repellent technology in diamond paints by Dulux Trade, liquid stains become droplets that just wipe clean without scrubbing. Use it and your clients will be singing your praises. Pick up a tin at your local merchant. Dulux Trade, it's your reputation.
Gary, Winston Wolf, direct line. Your landlord Mike says you wrecked his place.
Wait,
knocking holes in the walls. And all that graffiti? Fancy yourself an artiste?
No.
But it's all covered, Gary. Mike is with direct line. They'll cover up to the full amount insured for malicious damage by tenants.
Oh, good. Can I go now?
Oh, no, Gary. Direct Line's looking after Mike, but who's looking after you?
Direct Line Landlord Insurance covers up to the sum insured for malicious damage by tenants. Can your landlord insurance do that? Search Direct Line Landlord. Optional extra qualifying criteria and excess apply. Underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
What do I really want from life?
I want to see the world, find some real adventure.
I want to make a difference, do something that actually matters.
I want to see what I'm made of, properly make the family proud.
I want to master a new skill, a new challenge. Could even earn myself some extra cash. But who's got time for that?
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 You do. For as little as 19 days of your year, you can become a better you. Search Army Reserve. Army, be the best.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
There's delays in the Gailey area of Staffordshire. The A449 is blocked south at the Gailey Islands, the A5. There's been an accident there and there's some debris which needs to be cleared. Leicestershire's southbound A42 queuing away from the M1 at 23A towards 14 at Castle Donington. One lane's closed for the recovery of a broken down chemical tanker. There's still delays on the A38 between Tewkesbury and Coombe Hill. There's an accident near its junction with Hoo Lane and a breakdown on the Avonmouth Bridge in Bristol affecting the northbound M5. One lane's closed for recovery. I'm Joanna Adams.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Delaney, live at Drive. Get the full service and parts experience with essential debate, big name guests and a truckload of topical emissions.
Traffic stopping, drive time entertainment with me, Sam Delaney.
Delicious, de-groovy, de-lovely, Delaney.
Stop.
Look, listen to Sam Delaney.
Get involved.
This afternoon from 4.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Yes. Good afternoon. It is Talk Radio. Hello, I am John Holmes. And 3 o'clock, big debate. That's going to be happening. And then the game is Dead or Alive as well at around 3:30. Ahead of that, though, your reactions are coming in. 87222 if
you've
got a reaction.
Start your message with the word talk.
Shun?
Start your message with the word talk.
That Talk Radio on Twitter.
Message if you like.
Or you can...
Facebook.com.
What's coming in, Cornelius?
John.
Yes.
This has come in. I'm the real Slim Shady. That's been sent in by Spartacus. And they do degrees in anything these days has come in from a man who's jealous he doesn't have a degree.
Right. Thanks very much. If you've got a reaction, then do keep them coming in on the number I said earlier.
Start your message
with
the word
talk.
No, say
it when I don't even say the number.
I don't know the number. You pointed at me to say something.
That was my hand up to stop you.
Okay.
87222.
Start your message with me. No, because you change your hand up to a point.
87222.
Well, now you're not doing any hand gesture.
I thought you said you had to read
them. I do. Start your message with the word talk.
The system's not working anyway, the phone bot thing.
Isn't it?
No.
Then we shouldn't really be...
It doesn't work. It's broken.
Is it broken?
It's broken.
Oh, yeah. Don't text in, guys.
Don't text in.
Oh, now you say.
Yeah, sorry. Were you just doing the text number then?
All right, at Talk Radio. On Twitter.
Oh, yeah, do that.
Fine. Fine. Right, it's time. They need a mechanism for guessing is afoot.
I guess.
So, it's time to guess things in the old gay whistle test. There's a man on the telephone, and he is an old gay man. Hello, Terry.
Hello, John. Good afternoon.
And the same to you. How the devil, Terry, are you this week?
I enjoyed our last tate-a-tate.
Indeed, so did I, very much. I enjoy it when we tate, and indeed, our tate.
Yes. I went to the art group yesterday for some touching up.
Did you?
Yes.
Ooh, saucy.
Yes.
Good. And what did we talked about your art group last time? Of course. What's your latest masterpiece, Terry?
A tree, a large tree.
A tree. What kind of tree are you painting?
Just an ordinary tree. I finished it. We're getting ready for an exhibition next month.
Are you? You're exhibiting yourself.
Yes, I am. Yes, I quite enjoy that. There's a lot to see.
Where will you be exhibiting, Terry?
At the Dorothy Parks Centre in Smethwick. It's on the 3rd of May. It's an open day, actually, as well as an exhibition. Anyone's welcome to come along. You can use the facilities. You can paint or draw. Plenty of tea and coffee. Everyone's welcome.
Well, I'm hoping you have a large turnout, Terry.
Yes, it's from 10 a.m. till 2 p.m.
Excellent. Anyway, you'll be there yourself, will you, then?
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
And this is where we could see your tree.
Oh, yes, yes, and many others.
What else are you exhibiting, apart from your tree? What's in your collection?
Oh, I have a large dog, a cat portrait,
yes.
Birds, landscapes.
Are these portraits of your dog? And we talked about, again, we touched on your dog and your cat, didn't we, last time?
No, unfortunately, one is... of a dog I had many years ago who sadly passed away, but I haven't got round to painting either our cats now or our dog. Maybe next time.
Yes,
I'll get one for the exhibition.
Have you considered painting their paws and allowing them to walk over a canvas, Tim?
I have, yes, I have. Yes.
Yeah, but you haven't got around to that either. I mean, I'm just suggesting that would be a, you know...
Well, I don't know whether it would be fair on the dog, whether they'd enjoy it or not, or start licking off the paint.
Well, you know, I mean, dogs do like licking things off, that's true, but I think if you, you know, pushed the dog onto the... I think it would enjoy it. I think, you know, dog art.
Yes, I might try that. If Jims can do it, dogs can do it.
That's what I've always said. That's like, I go through life with that as my motto. Chimps can do it. Dogs can do it.
I can do it, yeah. Anything chimps can do, I can do better.
Yeah. Well, listen, last time you were a hit, Terry. Last time we played the old gay whistle test, and I understand you have for us a new tune to whistle from your old gay man. Yeah, well, yes. What? Yes. Well, in your own time, Terry, let's blow.
How's that?
That's absolutely superb, Terry. And I imagine the correct answers will fly in. If you think you know what came out of Terry's mouth just then, in whistle form, then you can let us know. 87222, or use Talk Radio as like message with whatever you like. Terry, thank you so much once again.
You take care, bonjour to the listeners.
And to you, whatever that is. We'll talk again next week. That is Terry, and this is Talk Radio, and that's the old gay whistle test. So if you think you know what Tony was whistling, then you can get in touch with us at Talk Radio. If you're using Twitter, start the message with whatever word you like. Now, we were talking earlier about Bono, of course. Bono very much in the news because he said that you can defeat terrorism by 4 o'clock this afternoon with the gift of laughter. And as we were talking about Bono, a lot of people started just sending in Bono information.
Yeah, yeah.
I have to say.
Information.
If you like, I'm going to, or even if you don't, I'm just going to run through some of it now. Bono information coming in. Thank you very much, Paul, who... this is Bono Facts, really. Bono's name, which I did know this, but I had forgotten. Bono, of course, got his name. It's short for Bonathan.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Thanks for that, Paul. Good fact. I know. Have you got some there, Con?
Yeah, yeah. This is true. Bono, staying on his name, his second name used to be Bono O'Cliche.
Yeah.
Until he donated it to a starving African to eat.
Yes, I remember that ceremony.
When that, the ceremony, Hyde Park,
Hyde Park, that's right, Bono flew in a starving African, didn't he?
Mm.
In his private jet.
Well, it could already fly, so...
What? What are you talking about?
The starving African, he could fly.
Why?
What do you mean, why? Why not?
Well, because he...
Just adding some lies.
Anyway, it was a ceremony in Hyde Park, wasn't it,
where
they flew the starving African in who couldn't fly.
No, you're right. So I just made that up.
And they flew him in, and Bono presented him with his surname.
Surname.
To eat.
He ate it in front of the crowd.
Bono's sunglasses, right?
Mm-hmm.
Bono is also short for bone, right? And Bono's sunglasses aren't sunglasses. It's a growth. That's why you never see them without them, do you?
No, that's
so
right.
Bono's sunglasses are actually like antlers. It's like an extension of the inside of Bono's skull that's grown over his face in the shape and design of sunglasses. But it's actually made of... It's the same... It's sort of bone-like. It's like keratin, like your fingernails or a rhino's horn is made of. Especially Bono's horn that's a growth on his skull. That's what the sunglasses are. The Edge is actually not a separate person to Bono. He's just the Edge of Bono.
Oh, yeah.
It's coming from...
Yeah, now I think about it,
Claire this afternoon. You think about it?
Yeah, because they're always next to each other.
Yeah. Underneath the Edge's hat, there's a lost world filled with dinosaurs. I still haven't told you my full anecdotes, have I?
No, yeah. What were the full anecdotes?
I'm saving them for the next hour.
Okay.
If you were listening earlier, you'll be aware that we sort of started celebrity anecdotes.
Yeah.
And then they just sort of fizzled out.
They did. Much like a lot of the things we do on this show.
Quite, yeah. But I do... So I had my Bono story. Yeah. And I've got my Beyonce story still to come.
That's good. We could do that after 3 o'clock.
And what? And yeah, exactly. And what was your celebrity story?
I once bought condoms for Hugh Jackman
while I was with Hugh Jackman.
While you were with him. Yeah.
So details about that coming up soon. Many people. This is again Bono information, Bono facts that are coming in. Thank you very much for sending them. You can send them at Talk Radio. Many people are calling for Idris Elba to be the next Bono. And that would make him the first black Bono.
Really?
Yeah.
Has there not been one yet?
No. It's a surprise, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, there's not
been a female Bono either.
No.
No, you're right, actually.
Yeah.
Keep your Bono facts coming in this afternoon at 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or you can use Talk Radio on Twitter, probably.
Yeah, but the text machine's broken still, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, so probably.
Don't text.
Don't text.
Can you Facebook it, probably?
Yeah, facebook.com.
Okay. Do you want me to do the winners of the Old Gay Whistle Test now?
Yes, and tell us what the song was, John.
Okay, I will. I think we can hear it again. Have we got the Old Gay Whistle Test? Before we give the answer, of course, here's what came out of Terry's face. Whistling noise.
Really can't whistle very well, can he?
It's not within his skill set. However, it was very identifiable. I can tell you, before I tell you what it was, you know what it was. Here's all the people that got it right. James, Tim, Mel, Tamsin, Christian, Stefan, Johnny, Thomas, Brittany, Ali, Jers, Helen and Jerry. Everybody.
And Dave just tweeted as well.
And Dave's just tweeted as well. Did he get it right?
Well, he says sounded a bit like yellow something or other, so...
Well, he's right. It was yellow. Minnie in Ripperton got it right. Phil in Clifton. And Jason in Manford all got it right this afternoon. It was, of course, the Beatles with Yellow Submarine. That's what it was.
Hey.
That was the Old Gay Whistle Test on Talk Radio. After 3 o'clock, the big debate. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Intelligent, organic entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
An extra £5 billion is to be set aside by banks for missold PPI. If you haven't claimed already, claim now. Don't have the time or worried you've lost paperwork? Let PPI Claim Back do it all for you. We can check whether you've had PPI, and if you haven't, it won't cost you a penny. We've won £337 million for our customers. Text PPI to 80039. Text PPI to 80039 now.
Hi, I'm Leo Martino. I'm the guy that bought you the Hedgehog Gutter Brush. I'm here to tell you about our latest clever product, the amazing Hedgehog Easy Air Wedge. It lifts, levels and squares up to 120 kilos. If you fit doors, windows and cabinets for a living, you'll wonder how you ever got on with that one. The amazing new Hedgehog Easy Air Wedge. Pump it, lift it, square it. Available from builders, merchants and stockers nationwide. Hedgehog Easy Air Wedge. Get one in your toolkit today.
This Easter, take the family exploring when you upgrade to Sky Movies. Discover over 1,000 fun-filled tales with movies on demand. Go on an epic journey with Inside Out. Tiptoe around T-Rexes with Jurassic World. And learn every spell in the book with the return of the Harry Potter channel. All this adventure without even leaving the house. Upgrade to Sky Movies. Half price for 6 months. Search Sky Movies. Sky. Believe in better.
Sky TV compatible box. Broadband speed required. New Sky Movies customers only. Nine extra a month for 6 months. Then standard price currently 18. Replaces current TV offer. Terms apply.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Talk Radio.
At 3 o'clock, good afternoon, it is Talk Radio. I am John Holmes, here's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, the Culture Secretary will keep his media role. Tesco says it's going to keep cutting prices. And stupid 999 calls are released.
Talk Radio.
Downing Street has rejected calls for the Culture Secretary to step aside from decisions about press regulation after he disclosed that he had a relationship with a sex worker. John Whittingdale says he didn't know about her background while they were dating. Conservative MP and Defence Minister Liam Fox has told Talk Radio he's done nothing wrong.
The John Whittingdale, who is a very good friend of mine and has acted with complete propriety throughout, I think it's rather disgusting that he's been dragged through the muck in this way, and I think those who do it represent the very worst of our politics and media.
A Frenchman has been arrested in Spain on suspicion of supplying weapons to a gunman who attacked a Paris supermarket last year. He's been questioned by authorities in the Malaga area. Ahmadi Coulibaly killed five people at a Jewish food store just 2 days after the Charlie Hebdo attacks. A court's been told a police officer was strangled after meeting his alleged killer through the gay dating app Grindr. Italian social worker Stefano Brizzi has been remanded in custody after the Old Bailey charged over PC Gordon Semple's death. The sports minister and two British Olympians have criticised a council which wants to charge a running group for using a park. Stoke Gifford Parish Council in Bristol has voted in favour of asking the park run group to pay a small amount towards upkeep. Councillor Ernie Brown has defended the decision.
We've been hosting this run for 3.5 years. We started between 50 and 60 runners. We're now getting over 300 feet pounding the path. They monopolise that path for an hour each Saturday morning, okay? Now, only 25% maximum come from this parish.
Tesco share price has fallen despite the supermarket revealing it's back in profit just a year after recording one of the biggest losses in UK corporate history. It's warning it's going to have to continue to cut prices to be successful. Junior doctors are waiting outside the Department of Health to see if Jeremy Hunt was telling the truth when he said his door's always open to them. They want to restart talks with the government before 2 days of all-out strikes later this month. The Health Secretary says he'll impose new contracts on them in the summer. And a spaceship on fire, chickens running down the road and squirrels in the attic are just some of the bizarre 999 calls fire crews received in the last year. The service in Hertfordshire has released them to try and cut down on time wasting. Here's one of them.
Good morning, Fire Control, Mark speaking.
Good morning. I've got myself in a bit of a pickle. I need some help.
Okay, what's happening there, please?
It's not a fire. It's just I tried to move a bit of furniture downstairs and I'm not very big and it's jammed and I'm stuck.
I would just like to point out that she went on to say she wasn't pinned down by the furniture, so she wasn't in any danger.
Do we know what the item of furniture was?
I think it was a sofa near a staircase.
Excellent. Good. Got the weather now.
Yes.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Largely cloudy and cool with outbreaks of rain in the north.
Help me, I'm trapped in the weather. I'm trapped under the weather.
Showery rain with a
breeze. My name's Victoria. I'm not very big. I'm trapped under the weather.
I wasn't trapped. That was not me.
That was you, wasn't that?
No. I was not in a pickle.
Okay.
Anyway, weather. Showery rain with a risk of thunder for parts of Wales and the southwest. Elsewhere, warm with sunny spells and scattered showers and highs of 17 degrees.
Thanks very much. You're listening to Talk Radio. Good afternoon. 3:05. Now here's the sport live from a gymnasium.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Three Leicester players have been nominated for the PFA Player of the Year Award. Jamie Vardy, N'Golo Kante and Riyad Mahrez are among six players on the shortlist. So too is Harry Kane, who's also nominated for Young Player of the Year with his Tottenham colleague Dele Alli. On to tonight's FA Cup action, and West Ham play Manchester United for a place in the semi-finals at Wembley. Rio Ferdinand played for both clubs.
Man United are in a position where they need it more for someone like Louis van Gaal for the club. The way it is at the moment, it doesn't seem it's in a great place at the moment, so I think they need it more.
Everton travelled to Crystal Palace in the Premier League. Eagles boss Alan Pardew reckons a win will confirm the club's top flight status for next season. And in the last eight of the Champions League, Barcelona take a 2-1 lead to Atletico Madrid live on TalkSport 2. And in the other game, Bayern Munich are 1-0 up on Benfica ahead of their second leg in Portugal. Finally, onto tennis, and British number 2 Ali Ashbadene is out of the Monte Carlo Masters. He was beaten in straight sets 6-3, 6-3 by Rafa Nadal. That's your latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
Live from a gymnasium. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. Hello, I'm John Holmes. Next is the big debate.
Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
This is your life, this is your life. It's ending 1 minute at a time.
Where do we begin?
John Holmes.
Welcome back, Mr. Holmes.
Thank you. So good afternoon then, you are listening to Talk Radio. Yes, I am John Holmes. And don't forget, before 4 o'clock, you can get in touch with the show via the usual methods, 87222 if it's working.
Start your message with the word talk.
You can use at Talk Radio on Twitter. Your Facebook.
Facebook.com.
Or you can get in touch with us via Native American Ideogram this afternoon. Now, all you have to do, if you'd like to do that, is draw a graphical symbol that represents an idea or an abstract concept that does not contain language-specific information. Now, you can draw that on a rock in charcoal, or if you've got a stick, you can draw it on the floor in the dust. You can get in touch, then, by Native American Ideogram this afternoon. But do remember that ideograms will be charged at your usual percussive logographic writing system rates. Time now, though, for the big debate on Talk Radio. So, obviously, you've been hearing today all about John Whittingdale, the Culture Secretary, hanging out with a dominatrix sex worker that he met on Match.com. The fallout for that is whether or not John Whittingdale should be allowed to continue his part of his job, which is regulating newspapers. I think the shadow culture secretary has been talking about it as well this afternoon. And on the line now, with that in mind, really, is... well, I've got... who's that on the phone that you hate shadows? You've got in touch, you're telling me you hate shadows.
I do hate shadows. John, thank you very much for letting me talk about this.
That's
my
right.
name's Gareth.
Gareth, good, thank you.
I hate shadows.
Yes.
I hate shadows. Would you like me to explain why now? Can I get stuck into shadows?
Let me just check. Yes, you can,
thank
Gareth.
You
get stuck into shadows now.
Thank you. I think I want to start with the Bible, John, if that's okay.
Yep.
In the Bible, page one of the Bible, let there be light.
Yes.
Think about that, John, let there be light. Not shadows, light.
Light.
Light. And if you look through the Bible, John, the first seven mentions of the word shadow
yes.
in the Bible are all followed by the words of death. And I think we can all read something into that, can't we? I think we can all agree that no problems have ever arisen from people reading something into a Bible verse that isn't explicitly there. So I think we can all agree that shadows are a bad thing. Psalm 102, John, Psalm 102,
yep.
My days are like a shadow that declineth, and I am withered like grass. Do you want to declineth, John?
I absolutely don't.
That's what this is what it's all about. I think it's pretty clear what the Bible says about shadows, John. And if it isn't clear, I think I've helped.
Right. Well, stay on the line for me, Gareth, because I've got Gerard from Pinner on the other line. And I know you said you think everyone agrees that nothing good has come from a shadow, but Gerard he likes shadows. He's a fan of shadows. Am I right, Gerard?
I most certainly don't hate shadows. I do like shadows very much. It's sort of funny, isn't it? You get a religious nut on here, a religious nutcase who wants to ban shadows. Look, one word for you, romance. Romance, under the shadows, in the shadows, kissing and cuddling. I know these religious nuts don't like the thought of anyone enjoying themselves. But, yeah, I mean, you know, you go out of an evening. I mean, I'm on the South Bank now.
Yeah.
I mean, of an evening, wandering around in the shadows, kissing, well, my lady wife. what's wrong with it,
Gareth? Gerard, he's Pinner. He likes to kiss his lady wife
in the shadows.
He says they're romantic.
Nonsense.
He says you're a religious nut, Gareth.
No, romance or something more sinister. Me and my shadow, John. It's a song about a stalker. And also, let me just say, as a taxpayer, John, we spend all that money on light, on street lamps,
yep.
on street lights, and it's wasted money. As every shadow, every single shadow is a theft of public money, John. A theft of public money. I'm going to say it a third time. A theft of public money.
He's got a point, hasn't he, Joey? Because we pay for lighting, and shadow is an absence of light.
Well, yeah, but I just like to pick this religious fella up on one point, and that is me and my shadow. They're not skulking around. They're and I quote, they're strolling down the avenue. Now, first of all, if there'd been a lot of light, you wouldn't have that. You know, and a lot of, I mean, I'm well aware a lot of, you know, in towns, urban centres, down at any avenue, there will be a lot of light. There wouldn't be that song. And that's one of this country's greatest exports, is our music. That song, Me and My Shadow, I believe it's from Me and My Girl, we wouldn't have that song if it wasn't for Shadows. How about that?
Well, do you want to come back on that, Gareth?
I will, because I think this is yet another example of this country dumbing down. Let me explain. A shadow, what is it scientifically? It is a 2D rendering of a 3D object. A 3D object, the light shines on it, it's a 2D version. Three dimensions to two dimensions. It's dumbing down, John. No, it's dumbing down. It's dumbing, okay. A third time, it's dumbing down.
It's dumbing down dimensions, Gerard.
No. This 2D, 3D argument, I've heard it many, many times. It doesn't stack up. It simply doesn't stack up. If it were nothing more than 2D, you wouldn't see... you know, the myriad mentions of shadows in English literature, the shadows themselves. Hank Marvin, do you think he would have called his band Streetlights? Streetlights, I hardly think he would.
Do you think, let me bring Gareth back in there. Gareth, do you think Hank Marvin would have called his band Streetlights?
Do you know what Hank Marvin does in his own time is his... It's his interest. He's a Jehovah's Witness, so I won't have anything said against him.
Gentlemen, again, emotive issue. I know. Let's take one point at a time because we can't. Right. It's difficult to understand what you're saying, and I know you. I know tempers are getting heated. No, it's fine. But Gerard, let me bring you back in again. Several texts and tweets coming in here. We've got here. A lot of people are saying the answer to this is, and I know you won't agree, but a lot of people are saying ban the sun now. Ban the sun, legislate it out of the sky.
Is that from me?
That's Gerard. I mean, I want Gerard to come back on that. People are saying legislate. Get the sun tied up in so much paperwork it hasn't got time to shine.
Right. The sun has got quite enough paperwork as it is, thank you very much. Quite enough as it is with all these latest legislation on this too much sun, this global warming, that the ice caps are melting. I want to take you back. Hank Marvin is one of this country's finest musicians. And you come... Here, if you want to say something about Hank Marvin, can really well say it to me. Religious nutcase you are. You come in, the Shadows are one of the finest bands. How dare you?
How dare you, Gareth? Do you want to come back on that?
Well, I'm gonna keep daring. I think that point about the sun is very interesting. I do see what they mean. If they think the sun is a problem, let me point you to the EU flag. Look at that flag. 12 stars on that. 12 sources of light. I think we know where the shadows are coming from. I think we all know what we need to be doing come June the 23rd.
He's singing the shadows at you, Gareth. Now he's singing it.
This is what I've come to expect from the Shadow Lobby.
Yes, dong, and I'm going to keep giving you Hank Marvin's dongs all day.
Gareth, would you like to come out with any noises of your own?
I was considering singing Moonlight Shadow, but I just don't think I can do it justice over a telephone line.
Do it! Do it! Shadow!
Continue this idea of shadows and some of my issues with them, I'd just like to remind you all that shadows get longer as the days go on. And, shadows, pick a size or GTFO, as they say.
You are doing a very good job of, frankly, sticking up for shadows. So you can disappear into the shadows of this shadowy phone call.
And there.
In the shadows.
We must leave the debate. Gentlemen, I know they got a bit heated, but thank you for, being polite. Can you just, please, first of all, Gareth, just sum up this debate in one word?
Sinister. Sinister. I'm going to say it a third time. Sinister.
Gerard, could you sum up the debate in one word, please?
Apache.
And there we have to leave it. That's Gerard in Pinner. Loves Shadows. And Gareth from somewhere else hates Shadows. If you've got an opinion on Shadows, we'd like to hear about it.
222, start your message with the word talk. Or you can tweet us on Twitter at Talk Radio. Start your message anywhere you like. It's 317. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Listen. Phone. Talk.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Your perfect hotel stay shouldn't mean worrying about the cost of an email. Unlike some hotels, at Hampton by Hilton, emailing, profile updating, downloading, browsing, or blogging on our Wi-Fi is included in your stay. And when you book direct at Hampton.com, you'll also enjoy our best price guarantee. Booking somewhere else? You could always pack a carrier pigeon. Hampton by Hilton. Refreshingly different. Visit Hampton.com for terms and conditions.
Rivalries, rebellions, and battles. War has been waged for the Iron Throne, which you can get with the new season of Game of Thrones from just £20 a month when you join Sky TV with the original bundle. And get a free 32-inch LG TV so you can see every battle and every betrayal. Seize your chance by April 21st. Search Sky Bundles. Sky. Believe in better.
Direct debit subject to status. Upfront £10 standard setup. Minimum contract and further terms apply.
Landlords, you can get landlord insurance with Direct Line from just £120. Can your insurance do that? 10% of customers pay this or less June to December 2015. Underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
Van Buster, now on. Green feather edge boards, just £6 a pack. Excludes VAT at 20%. Trade Point members only. Trade Point!
What did you do to me?
Your name is Bill Polk. You're an intelligence officer with the CIA.
This Friday.
Who are you?
They stuck your husband in my head.
The mission is in the memories.
Looking for details that he knew before he was killed.
Kevin Costner, Gary Oldman, Tommy Lee Jones, and Gal Gadot.
Do you have any idea what's at stake?
Don't miss the must-see British movie event. Criminal in cinemas Friday. Rated 15.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
There's delays in Thetford with the A11 northbound blocked at the A1075, but it looks like some machinery's come off the back of a vehicle there. The northbound M6 in Birmingham is struggling past a breakdown, junctions 5 to 6 as you move towards and past the Getty. The southbound M6 in the West Midlands is also heavy because of a breakdown between 10 at Wolverhampton and 9 for Wensbury. It's clearer now for the A42 in Leicestershire as you head south away from the M1 at 23A. Those delays have gone, but in Middlesbrough, reports that the Tees flyover is struggling north towards the Portrack interchange because of a breakdown. I'm Joanna Adams.
He's the dreadlock dragon slayer with a recipe for lip-smacking success. He's the Caribbean culinary creator who's cooked up a fortune with his secret sauce. He's the singing impresario whose food has hit the right note with the nation. He's Levi Roots. And this Sunday morning from 11, he's serving up 2 hours of mouth-watering radio when he joins Eamon Holmes exclusively on Talk Radio. Let's talk with Eamon Holmes and Levi Roots. This Sunday morning from 11 on Talk Radio.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Together at last, Eamon Holmes and Levi Roots. It's 20 past three. Good afternoon. You are listening to Talk Radio. Ahead of other things, very quickly, if you were listening, you'll have heard a lot of heated argument about Shadows there. Gerard was in Pinner and very much a big a fan of Shadows. Thinks they're romantic. Gareth was somewhere else. Thought they were very sinister. Wanted to see the end of it. And a lot of texts coming in, as I say, about this. It's an emotive issue. Legislate the sun out of the sky. A lot of people saying that now. Just get it tied up in so much paperwork, as I said, that it hasn't got time to shine. Is that the answer, banning the sun? What have you got, Cornelius? I know you've
John,
got some stuff
John, someone's texting, remember to put your names on these, saying, I'm a shadow myself, but I'm sick of the discrimination I face due to the fact that I'm darker. And this has come in fairly cheap shot, read Dimensions. This is from your mum. She said, I actually really enjoyed 2D. I enjoyed 2D last night.
And I've got one here that just said, imagine what, if you know, think about Shadow. John Whittingdale had a relationship with the sex worker's shadow. And that he certainly will have done if they did it with the lights on. Just come in. Have you got one more there?
Yeah, well, John, just having a look at the Twitter poll we sent out. 46 people, 46% in favour of shadows and 83% against.
Okay, thank you very much. Do keep your shadow reactions coming in. I don't know whether you've heard the news ever at all, but it can be. Just sometimes. It can be quite complicated.
Oh, John, I can't get my head around it.
Well, allow me to help there, Cornelius, because here is where we like to distill the news down and explain it through the art, the medium of Japanese poetry. It's five syllables, seven syllables, five syllables. It's the news in haikus.
John Whittingdale says he slept with a sex worker. That's UK culture.
The news in haikus. It's 23 minutes past 3 o'clock. I share with you now, we've been promising this all afternoon, and I know you've just stayed tuned to the radio because yes, you want to hear about it. Earlier, well, we've been talking about Bono, of course. Bono has said in the news that he thinks he can stop terrorism with laughs. With laughs! And we've been telling jokes about terrorism. Just, and I don't know whether you've checked, Dave. Are we any closer to stopping terrorism? We're aiming to do it under Bono's rules by 4 o'clock.
34% so far.
Oh, that's a good reduction.
It's not as far through as
other
bad.
And then we were people sending in Bono facts, of course. A lot more people now calling for Idris Elba to be the next Bono, which of course will make him the first black Bono. A lot of people calling for that this afternoon. Get involved, of course, at Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with anything you want.
Anything you want. I was telling you my brilliant showbiz anecdote earlier was that The Edge once poured me some wine.
Mm. Yeah.
4 on 10. That, 4 on 10, that's what I'd give that nomicdote.
And then Bono once called me from his car.
Better.
Because I was writing a speech for him. For a charity.
This is mad, isn't it?
Yeah. Okay. And you learned something about me that you didn't previously know, which is what I find kind of interesting. And I was writing it for Bono, and I had to write for Leonardo DiCaprio. And I had to write for...
Beyonce, you said.
Beyonce. Yeah, so what happened with Beyonce? Mm. Okay. Right, so we're backstage at this big charity gig, right?
Where?
Earl's Court.
Right.
And I had to... I was walking along the corridor, the dressing room corridor, and Beyonce's door to her dressing room was open, right? It was just open at the... just wide open, right? And I walked past, just walking down the corridor, and I glanced in, right? And she left the door open. She wasn't there. She wasn't there. So I was like... And what all I could see in Beyonce's dressing room was an enormous pile, nay, pyramid, of shoes. Okay. I mean, hundreds of them. A big pyramid, big pile of shoes. So I thought, no one around. It's not going the way you think. I'm not a fetishist. Right? But I thought that'd be quite funny to take a photograph of Beyonce's pyramid of shoes. I don't know what I'm going to do with it. I might tweet it. I don't know. Right. But it's a funny photograph, is Beyonce's pyramid of shoes. So I got my phone out and I double-checked the corridor. No one.
Yep. Right?
Stepped into Beyonce's dressing room. Put my phone out in front of me, at, you know, sort of arm height, went to take the photograph. Beyonce came from round the back of the door, and basically my camera phone was now pointing at her chest area. And if you can imagine that standoff, right, so what you've got is me yep. pointing my camera phone at Beyonce's chest area in front of Beyonce.
Doesn't bode well, does it?
She said, quite reasonably, what the hell are you doing? I said, and this is how fast I am. This is how quick
you
I am
run away.
To think. No, no. I said, it's not what it looks like.
Good one.
And I, and then I made it worse because I said, I was just taking a photograph of your shoes. And again, not unreasonably, she went, why?
Mm.
And I said, to Beyonce, bae once, I said...
I thought that was your thing. I thought you were trying to say, to be honest, but yeah. To Beyonce.
No.
No.
I said, it's just that I have never seen that many shoes in one place before.
Yeah.
Thinking.
Good.
And she went, well, they're not all mine. And I went, all right. And she said that all the backing dancers, we just keep them in here. This is where the...
Right.
And then, like Oscar Wilde was in the room,
yeah.
My lightning response to that was... I was a bit nervous by now,
yeah.
Obviously. I'm pointing my camera phone at Beyonce's chest. And I said... So they're the backing dancers. And I said, right, yeah, because you've only got 2 feet.
That's quite funny.
And then I left.
Sort of petered out that story, didn't it?
Helped by security. But later, then, you see, so I went back to the side of the stage to do my job,
yeah.
Whatever that was, and she...
Keeping away from Beyonce.
Keeping away from Beyonce. And she then, and this is why I like Beyonce,
yeah.
Right? Genuinely, because that was weird that happened, right? But then... Beyonce was first on. So I was standing at the side of the stage in the wings, right? Beyonce, now in full Beyonce regalia.
Yeah.
For she was just wearing jeans and a t-shirt
yep.
in the dressing room. With the entire entourage of backing dancers, with all the shoes on.
Yeah.
Right? Swept past me, entourage-like, as I was sort of standing there. Like, and she genuinely, ladies and gentlemen, Beyonce, said whoever was hosting it, Bono or something. And then she genuinely stopped in front of me, looked at me, and went, just my 2 feet. I went on stage.
That's nice.
And I, you know, that's why I like Beyonce. She's keeping it real.
You never look more like a dad.
Anyway, that's what I've got.
All right.
You bought some condoms for Hugh Jackman.
Yeah. It's a true story. I once bought condoms for Hugh Jackman.
Well, we look forward to finding out the details of that. Even though I know them already. In the next half an hour, we'll also have a diversity paper review and a game of Dead or Alive. But now, 3:30, Talk Radio. Here's Victoria. She's got some news.
Talk Radio.
The Culture Secretary's received the backing of Number 10 after he admitted having a relationship with a sex worker. Labour had called for him to step back from his roles in media regulation, arguing it could have left him open to being pressured by the press. Journalism professor Roy Greenslade has told Talk Radio he can see why the story wasn't printed.
There appears to be no public interest in the Whittingdale one. Why? Because he had a relationship before he was a minister. He ended the relationship when he realised the truth of the matter, and a single man having a relationship can't really be adduced to be in the public interest.
Police in Malaga have arrested a man on suspicion of supplying weapons to a man who shot dead 5 people at a kosher supermarket in Paris last year. Spanish Interior Ministry say the man's a French national. A man's due to go on trial in the autumn accused of strangling and dismembering a Metropolitan Police officer he met on the dating app Grindr. 49-year-old Stefano Brizzi is due to enter a plea over Gordon Semple's death in June. Vote Leave has been designated the official out campaign group ahead of June's EU referendum. The group, which is backed by London Mayor Boris Johnson and Justice Secretary Michael Gove, will get a public grant and be allowed to campaign broadcasts. Britain Stronger in Europe will campaign for the UK to stay in the EU. And U2 frontman Bono says he thinks comedy could be used to fight extremist groups.
It takes away their power. So I'm suggesting that the Senate send in Amy Schumer and Chris Rock and Sacha Baron Cohen. Thank you.
He told a US Senate committee in Washington, D.C. they could be used to deal with terrorism and the refugee crisis. The weather largely cloudy and cool with some outbreaks of rain in the north. Showery rain with a risk of thunder for parts of Wales and the southwest. Elsewhere, it's going to be warm with sunny spells and scattered showers, highs of 17 degrees. There's more in half an hour.
Thanks very much, Victoria. Listening to Bono there. We've been talking about Bono, of course. Fighting terrorism with jokes. That's what he's genuinely suggested. I've got another one for you. You heard this one earlier. How many terrorists does it take to change a light bulb? How many terrorists does it take to change a light bulb?
How many, John?
Four.
Why?
One to take out the current light bulb, the old one. Mm. One to replace it with a new light bulb. Mm. Another one to sacrifice himself to his radical belief, become a martyr to his people and reap the rewards in the afterlife. Mm-hmm. And another one to hold the ladder.
Got it.
You got one, Cornelius?
Yeah, I say.
Isis.
My terrorist has no nose.
Your terrorist has no nose? How does he smell?
Like Semtex.
It's 3:32.
The Brothers Gould on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Two brothers separated at birth to live worlds apart on the opposite sides of broadcasting. One is a well-mannered, sharp-dressed .com billionaire.
The Stilton's awfully nice.
The other is a down-on-his-luck radio producer who makes Columbo look like George Clooney.
Just one more thing.
Suspend your disbelief. The Brothers Gould are here.
All right, man.
Oh, do stop it, Ash.
The Brothers Gould, featuring Johnny Gould and Ash.
Tonight from 7 on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk. Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
It is Talk Radio. Regular listener that you are, you will know full well that we are the most diverse programme in broadcasting, not just in the UK, but also in the world. We do it with our diversity paper review. Each day a different diversity is invited to review the papers. And today's diversity, hello, a new diversity
hello.
Paper review. And what would your name be?
It's Kemi.
Kemi, how lovely. Do you want to move a little bit closer to the microphone, Kemi? How nice.
Sorry.
Which kind of diversity are you?
I am black, actually.
Excellent. News.
Yes.
Right, you're reviewing the papers for us today. What have you got?
Well, it's an interesting day today. So my favourite story,
yes.
I shouldn't say favourite because that sounds quite morbid, but David Guest.
Oh, yes.
Poor thing.
Yes, indeed.
Is dead. But I really liked the Sun's headline, Guest in Peace, and then brackets, this time he really is dead.
This is because what's the story behind this? It's something to do with Big Brother, Kemi.
Celebrity Big Brother. So when David Barry died,
yes.
Angie was called into the diary room and came out saying David is dead. But David Guest was in the house. So then Tiffany thought that David Guest had died, which was hilarious and inappropriate and awful. But now David Guest really has died.
Yeah.
But like to add more irony to this horrible, tragic, but hilarious story.
Yes.
Tiffany had a range of T-shirts that said David is dead on them.
Right.
That she's now had to pull because David is dead.
Well, now they're accurate.
Yeah, now they're accurate.
So you'd think that she'd keep them?
No, no. I think she got rid of them because they seem now really inappropriate.
Fine.
And David was working on a tour called David Guest is Not Dead But Alive with Soul Tour. But now he's dead,
awkward.
So I'm not sure if the tour will go ahead, change its name.
What was he going to tour as? What does he do on tour?
He's a music producer in his real life when he's not, like, talking about being, like, married to Liza Minnelli.
And when he's not dead.
Yeah, when he's not dead. So, like, I think it was, like, a load of musicians were going to go on tour with him, and it was going to be like, ha-ha, I'm not dead.
I mean, he's one of those people that you sort of, David Guest, you know, familiar with him from the reality and the things and the Liza Minnelli.
And Michael Jackson's friend.
Yes, but I was never quite sure what he was for.
I never quite figured,
and he was always a bit weird. I mean, he looked weird. Didn't he? That was a plastic surgery
thing. He had his own look going on.
He did have that. It's like
distinct brand.
Yeah, it's a bit like John Travolta looks now. Have you seen recent John
it's
Travolta?
It's a bit like a... What's the Jackson brother that looks like his hair is made out of oil?
Jermaine.
He looks like he's made out of oil. Yeah, he looks like his hair's painted on. If you've ever looked at Jermaine Jackson's hair, it doesn't look like normal human hair. It's like
good.
It's like black paint.
I'd like a sort of get all these people that have those traits, right? And so oily paint on hair, and David Guest, who looked a bit like someone left John Travolta too close to a radiator. Right? And then maybe your hair, Cornelius, because your hair is appalling.
Yeah, I have weird hair.
Yeah, your hair is fine.
It's not, Kemi, look at it.
Why are you listening to him? You shouldn't take that.
It's not, though, is it? And look at his eyes as well. Have you seen his eyes?
They are just human's eyes.
They're not, though, because one looks one way. And the other, it's like
that isn't okay. You can't go around saying that.
I agree.
It's like someone has taken, you know, Gary Barlow's eyes look slightly different, weird as well, don't they? It's like someone's taken
Gary Barlow. Don't say anything bad about.
He's got weird eyes, though, to be honest. It's like someone's taken one of his manky eyes out, and then got Russell Howard's worst one.
Oh yeah.
Yeah,
and put them together.
You've changed your tune.
Put them in Cornelius's skull. That's what he looks like.
No, they're beautiful eyes. Leave him alone.
He looks like a Match.com poster that's offensive.
Oh, God, those Match.com posters are awful. Yeah. Someone will love your imperfections. Don't listen to him.
They won't. They won't love his.
According to Match.com, someone will.
His mum does, because did you know this about him?
Oh, for God's sake.
Here's a fact for you, Kemi. Cornelius' mum taught him how to French kiss.
Oh, that's weird. Is that true?
Yeah, isn't it weird, though? Isn't it weird?
Is that actually true?
It is weird.
It's not true at all. He just made that up because
he was going on a date and he confided to his mum that he didn't know how to kiss, so she walked him to the bus stop and taught him how to French kiss at the bus stop at the end of their road.
Mate, that's a bit far. You really should sort
it's not that
out.
Far. It's about 200 yards, isn't it?
It's not true. None of that is true.
That's what happened.
We're supposed to be reviewing
this guy's on the radio,
news.
So that means that he spreads
news. I'm on the radio now.
Yeah, but you're not in the chair that he sat in, which is the important chair.
She's got it.
We're on the peripheries. We're the paupers in this situation. He's the king.
Thank you. Listen to this, Dave.
What are you saying? It's such a bad idea.
I've got to get him on side. This is my show.
It's working. What other stories have you got, Kemi?
Okay, story number two. If you drink too much, you should move to Chile, apparently, according to the Times. Because The national alcohol guidance that's given out is wildly different in Chile and the US. So here, Britain just issued fresh guidance saying that people shouldn't drink more than a bottle and a half of wine a week. But in America, a man could drink 5 glasses of wine a night before doctors would say that he's even drinking
5
too
glasses
much.
Of wine?
Yeah, a
that's,
night.
That's more than a bottle, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, that's like way more than a bottle if you've got a decent-sized glass. Yeah, so
which we
basically
all have.
The cure to alcoholism is to move abroad.
Well done. Bono's cured terrorism with laughter today. Mm. And you've just cured alcoholism with just movement.
Just movement. It's not even that hard. Just movement.
Yeah. Brilliant. This is great. We've done that for like just the last couple of hours.
We've
such
solved a lot
good
of
show,
problems.
Aren't we? We're such a good show.
We're just so helpful. Yeah. No, I think that's good news.
Decent.
What else have you got?
Okay, moving on. There was a really, really good piece by Frankie Boyle, everyone's favourite comedian, who could be sent to fight ISIS if Bono's got anything to do with it.
Correct, yeah.
He was saying, basically, that David Cameron has no idea what normal is. And did this whole column where he did a lot of great comparisons. He compared the PM's tax affairs to a husband with a second hidden middle mobile phone in a box of Maltesers in his gym bag, wrapped in an old dust sheet in the car, in the space where the spare wheel should be.
That's pretty much summed it up.
That's the first place I'd look, though.
Yeah.
Well, if I was Frankie Boyle's wife, that's where I would head to immediately, because that's quite a detailed analogy. But yeah, I enjoyed that. He also called Ian Duncan Smith, he likened him to a serial killer who sees himself as being sent to rid the street of prostitutes. So
fine.
I think these are all great points, to be honest.
Yeah.
I think it highlights a lot of valid points that we can all take away as life lessons.
I think we've learned a lot today.
I learned a lot. He was basically saying that the Conservatives' whole thing is about being fair and doing what's right, and if you work hard then money comes to you. But basically saying that no, that's a lie. Would you agree?
Would I agree? Well, you know, if you work hard, as Cornelius doesn't, you will learn that the great rewards. Hence, me sitting in the king's chair, as you rightly said, Kemi.
We're not going to hear the end of that.
Do you not work very hard? Is that why you're on side of the table?
No, I barely do any work around here.
Yeah.
Oh no,
that's right.
I just sit here eating bounties.
I had four bounties today.
You eating four bounties?
I've eaten four bounties.
Oh, that's nice.
If you move to America, you can eat 10 bounties without anyone batting an eyelid. Good. Are we doing General Life, Dave?
Yeah, after the ads.
Excellent. All right. Do you want me to mention that now? Or what?
Yeah.
Have you got any more stories, Kemi? Sorry. You look like you've stopped, but you might not have.
Well, I do have more, but it just... How much do you want
from me?
I could just keep spouting news if you want.
Spout news in my face.
Well, another thing that I found funny was... I haven't looked at the Daily Mail's front page in a while, but it's so Daily Mail today that I can't even handle it. Like, migrants smuggled into the UK for just £100. So there's some fear of migrants there. Then we've got the constant fear of death put to us through David Guest.
Yep.
And then we've got con men who are going to raid your account and the banks won't be able to help you. So just like more fear.
That is classic Daily Mail.
Do you feel scared? Because I do. After I read that, I was so scared. And then I realised I didn't have anything in my account. Because according to the Conservatives, I don't think I work hard enough to even get any money.
So and anyway, you're an alcoholic, so...
And I'm an alcoholic on this side of the, you know...
Yeah.
Pond.
Desk.
Good.
Kemi, thank you so much for coming in.
No problem.
That's Kemi, our diversity paper reviewer. She's a diversity.
I'm so diverse.
And she will you come back? Will you come back?
I will come back if you want me to come back.
I'd love you to come back, Because, you know the pecking order and the hierarchy of how all this works. So that's excellent news.
We'll have a chat off air.
Good. So, coming to 3:45, 4 o'clock, Sam Delaney, of course, will be here with Drive. And ahead of that, though, it's going to be time for Dead or Alive. So here's what's going to happen. If you'd like to play Dead or Alive, it's very simple. There's a list of things. You've got to tell me whether they're dead or whether they're alive. We'll call you back, right? We'll do that. Get in touch via Twitter.
Only Twitter. Today. Text broken, isn't it?
Okay, fine. So if you tweet now at Talk Radio, somebody will see that and just put the word dead on it, and then we'll call you back and you can play Dead or Alive next on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
We are Talk.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
This Easter, take the family exploring when you upgrade to Sky Movies. Discover over 1,000 fun-filled tales with movies on demand. Go on an epic journey with Inside Out. Tiptoe around T-Rexes with Jurassic World. And learn every spell in the book with the return of the Harry Potter Channel. All this adventure without even leaving the house. Upgrade to Sky Movies. Half price for 6 months. Search Sky Movies. Sky. Believe in better.
Sky TV compatible box. Broadband speed required. New Sky Movies customers only. 9 extra a month for 6 months. Then standard price currently 18. Replaces current TV offer. Terms apply.
When a punter takes the tumble as a fool, it won't make the blindest bit of difference to my walls. No red wine marks, no craft beer stains. With diamond paint by Dulux Trade, my pub stays as pristine as the day it was painted. La, 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 la,
with new stain repellent technology in diamond paints by Dulux Trade, liquid stains become droplets that just wipe clean without scrubbing. Use it and your clients will be singing your praises. Pick up a tin at your local merchant. Dulux Trade. It's your reputation.
Harry, Barry and Gary are the hottest app development team in town. They don't have an office, but they do have eReceptionist. With eReceptionist, they have a London 0207 number, which answers and redirects their calls to their mobiles. And because eReceptionist works to their schedule, if Harry's on a date with Carrie, his calls go straight through to Gary and Barry. Supercharge your image and connect your business from just 30p per day. Try for free at ereceptionist.co.uk. Free trial must be cancelled to avoid charges based on a year's subscription.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
The A11 in Thetford is currently blocked north at the A1075. That's the recovery of a large piece of machinery which has fallen from the back of a vehicle. Still struggling past Birmingham on the northbound in 6, junctions 5 to 6 after earlier problems there. Further along, there's a breakdown between 14 for Stafford North and 15 for Stoke. One lane's closed for recovery. And then further north again through Cheshire, heavy past a breakdown between 18 at Middlewich and 19 at Knutsford. And queues in Gateshead for the southbound A1. This is past a broken down lorry between the Coalhouse roundabout and the Angel of the North. I'm Joanna Adams.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Saturday Breakfast with Penny Smith.
On Talk Radio.
I'm Penny Smith. Join me every Saturday morning from 8 on Talk Radio for the perfect weekend breakfast. I'm going to be reviewing the papers, taking a look at all the best new film, book and theatre releases, and I'm going to be chatting to a whole host of celebrity guests live in the studio.
Saturday Breakfast with Penny Smith. Saturday morning from 8.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
It is Talk Radio. It is the afternoon. I am that man that that production said I was then. We've just got time for more of your reactions that are coming into the studio. Everyone's been reacting this afternoon. You can react. You can use 87222, but don't because it doesn't work. At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Sorry, message me. You are.
Probably go on Facebook as well. Where would you find that?
Facebook.com, John.
Thanks very much. Cornelius. React.
What?
React. Not you.
Oh, okay. You want the reactions that are coming in.
Yes,
John,
please.
When I was a child, we had to walk 40 miles on our hands uphill through the snow through a minefield to get an infinite number of sweets for 1p. Kids have no idea these
no
days.
No idea these
no
days.
Ideas.
No idea.
And Jim says, legalise gay marijuana.
Yes, and I've got one that just says Ubergrunts.
Oh, yeah.
A regular one. And one from Experimental Nimby, who just says, not in my back passage. It's coming up to 10 to 4. And it is time to play on the radio a game of Dead or And here's how it's going to work. There will be someone on the telephone. Someone has entered to play Dead or Alive. And they are on the telephone line balancing unit that we have here in the studio that's based on Pythagoras' theorem. It's line 3.142 and it's Sarah. Good afternoon to you, Sarah.
Hello.
Hi, Sarah. How are you?
I'm great, thank you.
Right, good. What do you do, Sarah?
I'm a student in London.
Student in London, and you are... how's your knowledge of dead people and alive people, Sarah?
Not that confident, but I'll give it a go.
Okay, you'll give it a go. All right. What's your area of study?
Journalism,
Journalism?
Yep.
Oh. Information. And stuff, so...
Yeah, that's fine.
We should know about this.
Okay, fine.
We'll see.
Basically, it works like this. So there's a list of things here. It's here, look. And there's things on it that are either dead or alive. All you have to do is tell me whether they are dead or alive. Producer Dave will be keeping score.
Hello.
Here we go. With dead or alive. Number one. The drunk man I saw trapped by the rising tide on a sandbank on the River Thames last week. Dead or alive?
Dead.
No, alive. Oh. Because I called the River Police.
The River Police.
Despite him unleashing a torrent of swear at me, even though I was only trying to help.
Oh.
True story. Dead or alive, my sister's cat.
Dead.
Alive.
Oh.
Dead or alive, my cousin Joanne's puppies.
Alive.
Yes, it's what she calls her breasts. She's genuinely recently had them enhanced. Absolutely true. And she says she's never felt more alive. That's what she says. That's what she says, Joanne. Culture Secretary John Whittingdale's account on an escort dating website. Dead or alive?
Dead.
Yes, I imagine he's closed that down. Ginger producer Dave, hello.
Hello.
Ginger producer Dave's granddad, dead or alive?
Alive.
Maternal or paternal? What would you like, John?
Oh.
Which one were you talking about? Technically, my granddad is dead. I call my other one grandpa.
Is he alive?
He's still alive, fighting fit.
Well, as it was granddad.
Granddad, unfortunately, died, in 1990. So
you're over it?
Yes. The only name from a young age, John. It's quite a sad story, really. Thanks for bringing it up.
Anyway, he's dead. The Hills, dead or alive? The Hills.
They've got to be alive.
No, you're thinking of the ones from The Sound of Music, aren't you? The Hills Are Alive with The Sound of Music. No, not in this case. This is The Hills, who were a family that lived quite near my parents. Who died in a tragic millinery accident in 2003. Three generations wiped out by a hat. Dead or alive, the look behind the eyes of a commuter on a train who's drinking two cans of gin and tonic that he or she has bought from M&S in a futile attempt to numb their humdrum life.
Alive.
No, the look behind the eyes is dead, I'm afraid. It's a dead look behind the eyes. And finally, it's a music question. Dead or alive, of night, according to the Beatles. Of night, according to the Beatles. Dead or alive?
Alive.
Let's find out.
The dead of night.
No, it was dead. It was dead.
Oh, no. Oh,
producer Dave, Sarah. We're going to have to get the score. Yeah. Can you check the system, please?
I'll check the system, John.
I'm just going to check the system.
Sorry, Sarah.
Oh, dear.
It's quite a slow system. The
system's quite slow, so I just need to...
Just checking the system, Sarah.
It does take a while sometimes.
It's a tin pot system. Been playing up. I don't know who built the system, but it doesn't work very well.
System's done, John.
Is the system done?
System's done, John.
Do you want to print out the scores?
Printer's broken.
Is it?
Yeah. Printing them out with my voice.
Go on, then. You're just being silly now. You're just being childish.
Sarah's got 4 points, John.
No.
Is that good or bad?
It's very hard to tell, isn't it? It's no real scale.
Well, it was out of 8, so that's half.
Half?
Congratulations, yay! You've got half on the way! Well done! Congratulations, you. Sarah! You've got half the available points.
Yeah, half the available
half
prize.
Half the available prize. What is the available prize?
It's nothing.
Right, so
you've got half of nothing.
Oh, you've got half of nothing, so it's just nothing.
I'm ecstatic.
Excellent. Good. Thank you very much. That's Sarah.
Good.
Thank you. Playing Dead or Alive on Talk Radio. Right, that's just about it from us this afternoon. Before we go, though, of course, there's a small matter.
Delaney. Just keep this going.
It's 3 hours of people chanting Delaney.
Yeah. It's Sam Delaney. Sam Delaney's coming to the studio to tell us what's coming up on his programme. Sam Delaney.
John Whittendale, prostitute. Should he resign, or does it not really matter?
Who cares
if he's had a lovely relationship, single man who wants to go online and have a relationship with a woman who turns out to be a prosy? What business is that of ours? That's what the French would say, of course.
Yes.
But we're not French, are we?
So we're
we're disgusted by this.
Mm. I'm not, though, really. Are you really disgusted? Do you care, really?
I am deeply amused and entertained by the whole thing.
What is funny about it is because everyone's known about this for a very long time, right?
Yeah.
This has been, we've all known this, but it's just never been able to be reported.
Yeah.
It's a bit like that injunction that, can we say that one yet, or is that still a
no.
You can't say the other one.
No.
I thought you could say the one about...
Nah.
You can say it in Scotland.
Say it in Scotland. Go to Scotland.
What if, again, if I do it in a Scottish accent?
Nope. No, you've fundamentally misunderstood legality.
You know what, you should do an OB from Scotland.
Yes, then I could say
it. Then, especially to reveal the identity of the celebrity who's been doing a sex with another couple. Is that something like that?
Can't say the names, though.
Do an OB in Scotland, it's worth it just to break that story. It would get us some much-needed attention on this fledgling station.
That's right, yeah.
So remember, Matthew Wright would always accidentally, on purpose, break an injunction in a transparent bid to gain attention for his show, The Right Stuff. Why can't we do more of that?
We could do
right
that.
Right here.
Yeah.
Who's going to do it, though? Which one of us? I saw Hartley Brewer downstairs. She's apparently described the Whittendale tale as a non-story.
Has she?
Mm. Mm-hmm. But I think anything with a politician prostitute is a great story. It's almost the lifeblood. It's what this country's all about.
It was what keeps Britain great.
You don't get enough of this anymore, do you? I mean, in the old days, we were talking about this yesterday, about how, like, now politics is like the 80s, and it's just like a bunch of weird, ineffective social hippies versus evil people.
Yeah.
And like, we quite like that. And now, just to take it even a step further, they're bringing back the prostitute subplot, which was another big element of 80s politics.
They've really hired some good writers for this season.
They're calling it back to basics. The stuff that used to engage people in politics in the old days. Bring back spitting image.
It's like when Aaron Sorkin came back for the last couple of series of The West Wing.
You know, it's like a really good, solid reboot. You know, for a while, it was starting to look like the Star Wars prequels, British politics, right? And now it's like they've got J.J. Abrams in. We're going to go back, look at what made them really fantastic and appealing in the first place.
And then copy it almost to the letter and try and pass it off as a new film.
That's precisely what's happening now. David Cameron will start carrying a handbag.
We've got 4 minutes, by the way, to stop terrorism. Bono's said that comedy could stop terrorism now.
Which is true, we've been trying to do it
this afternoon, so we've got about 4 minutes to go.
Can I just say before you carry on, we're all counting on you.
Yeah, I know.
The children and everyone, they're all counting on you.
Knock knock.
Who's there?
Interrupting terrorist.
Interrupting.
Bang!
Great. Take that, ISIS.
Yeah. Me and Bono are coming for you.
Now you're not so angry, are you, ISIS?
No, they're not now.
Now you're just laughing and reassessing your lives.
Yeah. We've got some Bono facts as well. Have you got a joke there,
Colin? I've got a joke that's coming from Terry. He says, this is great. What does Al-Qaeda Batman's mum shout when she calls him in for tea?
I don't know.
Mujahideen, Dina, Batman.
That's really good. I mean, just Al-Qaeda Batman. The existence of Al-Qaeda Batman versus Al-Qaeda Superman would be absolutely great, wouldn't it?
Al-Qaeda Batman versus the West.
Yeah, absolutely brilliant.
Right, Sam Delaney's on next. We'll be back tomorrow from 1 till 4. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Dial up and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.